Blog Talk Radio.
Looking for something different? Looking for something fun? Join Dan every Monday on the Freedomizer Network, 9 to 10:30 Pacific, noon to 1:30 Eastern, for Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, Dan Ellison. The show about everything and nothing at all.
We talk a lot about the kingdom here, and we talk a lot about what most churches are afraid to talk about or don't even know to talk about, which is what the first century church was really doing. But just talking about it is not enough. We encourage everybody to join us in their local neighborhoods, in their local communities, to find out more about what they can do to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Gather with others who are already starting this road or starting to turn around and do things differently. Join us on thelivingnetwork.org or at hisholychurch.org. Go to the network links or go to preparingyou.com. Join the network there. It's all the same. And we'll try to hook you up with people in your local area. They will not be perfect. They don't walk on water. They are not necessarily saints. But they are talking about seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And join us on Facebook. Facebook.com, His Holy Church, all one word. Join us there. We'll give you updates so you can start doing some studying and thinking about these things and start looking into these things for yourselves. But it's just not enough to sit and listen or to talk about or to say. You must become a doer of the word.
Everything's gotten so expensive. I'm gonna starve.
Official sources say inflation is only up 7% from last year.
But the official index doesn't even count food or gas.
Transitory inflation is good and healthy for the economy.
How is it good to not be able to afford food?
Eating fewer meals per day is better for your health.
How are you gonna sit here and tell me not being able to eat food is good for me?
You're out of touch, man.
You can't ignore this problem. Inflation is real, and someone needs to take responsibility.
You're right, man. It's his fault.
You're under arrest for shoplifting.
But we're in California. No!
How is inflation affecting you? Leave your comment below. Please like, share, and subscribe. And if you want to help us make more, donate at patreon.com/freedomtunes. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Mike, my birthing partner, and I just got our new Lysenica Freedom microchips. These microchips are awesome. They help me keep the freedom I used to before I enrolled into Southern Hampshire Institute of Technology.
I am Jamar. I am friends with Mike and his birthing partner. We met at SHIT. I am a liberal media major. I also just got a Lysenica Freedom microchip. SNSHIT recently mandates everyone on campus get their Freedom microchip. I jumped on the Lysenica joint.
This Freedom chip grants me the freedom to go everywhere I was allowed to before COVID. Now this chip tells me when I am and am not allowed to go outside. It also tracks my boosters. If I'm not up to date on a chip, it tells me when I need to get it by.
This chip is sweet. Without this Freedom chip, no one is allowed on our campus. I scan my hand whenever I want to pay for something. It also calls for an ambulance when I get another heart attack from a booster, which is totally not a heart attack from getting a gene therapy.
These Freedom chips are free. You can go to any drugstore or China Mart, an employee with inserted in your wrist.
Remember, it is not the mark of the beast. You just need to let Liznica track and trace your every move. You just need a freedom chip to buy, sell, work, and live. When you get a microchip, look for the Liznica Freedom Microchips. They are sweet.
MaxStream Sports was founded to make the healthy even more healthy and to prevent disease. When one is sick, it makes life hard. MaxStream products are an excellent, great-tasting way for optimal health. During the pandemic, we found ingredients that were the most effective for fending off the virus. MaxStream Prevent contains vitamin C, D3, zinc, and quercetin. If zinc is present in the cells, viruses and bacteria will not be able to live. Quercetin is a zinc ionospore. It increases the effects of zinc in the cell. Quercetin has strong antiviral properties, and taking quercetin with zinc pushes the zinc into the center of cells where the zinc can stop viruses from reproducing. These products have very simple ingredients. Nothing that is not needed is added. Non-GMO, no sugar, no calories, made in the USA, sweetened with monk fruit, and only the highest quality ingredients are used. Get yours today. MaxStreamSports.com. MaxStreamSports.com. That is MaxStreamSports.com.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wireza. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the one world government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, let's get back to the Proof Negative show here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Welcome to the Proof Negative radio show right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show. Thank you.
right. Hello again, everyone. Welcome back to another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. I am your host, Proof Negative, the Big Kahuna on Freedomizer Radio. Thank you for joining us here as we discuss the latest in New World Order type pro-freedom news. I am not expecting to be alone tonight. Leslie is not here this week. So if anyone wants to go over anything here, the number is 319-527-6208. And just press lucky number 1 on your phone and I will bring you in. So I think I have Robin with us here, but Robin, just to make sure that's you, just press 1 on your phone, and when you do, I'll bring you in. All right. And I always have to ask if you press 1, because I don't know if you're feeding your pet ferret. I don't know if you're cursing at a telemarketer. I don't know if you're sitting on the golden throne. So I know if you press 1, that means I'm ready to go on. Put me in the game, coach. So that means that Robin is in. So let's go ahead and say hello and good evening to Robin.
Hello, how are you?
So I hope that applause was okay.
Yeah.
It's welcoming, definitely. Maybe feel kind of cool.
That applause, Robin, is much better than getting a Nelson.
Right.
You know what a Nelson is, right?
Yeah.
Ha ha! Yeah, you don't want that.
It's funny. You actually would be surprised how many times a day I do that. If somebody will say something or do something, I just pull that out, pull that fun little card out.
So what have you been working on? And it doesn't have to be work, right, as far as, like, our show right off the bat here, but what have you been doing lately?
Actually, I've been doing a lot. Like, I mean, I've, of course, had my moments and, you know, just kind of been slacking and chilling and being lazy and whatnot, but I've been also been able to – New Year's Eve, that day, I sat down and I, instead of making like New Year's resolutions, I made a New Year's manifestation list of things that I just wanted to do this year and kind of like venture out and change or whatever, you know. But so it kind of got off to a slow start, but I've just in the past, like, I mean, just this summer, I've been able to knock off a lot of stuff off my list. Like, I got my driver's license back. I started a job. I got to open a bank account, which is kind of a big deal because I had one and I lost it. I got one back. So, but yeah, I've been doing a lot of, like, cool stuff, positive stuff, trying to keep my head on straight a little bit. I got my student loans situated, or, well, they're out of default now, so that means basically I could start college in, well, I'm going to go in July, but, or in January, but I'm excited, I'm going back to school soon, so there's a lot of cool stuff, a lot of, you know, being an adult and doing some, like, adult-y things.
Okay, well, that sounds like it needs one of these.
Heck yeah.
Ha ha! Wow, come on, Nelson. All right. So hopefully this can carry over into 2023 because the Brandon administration under no circumstances wants the U.S. dollar to be in existence next year.
Right.
Well, because you have to, a good communist, you have to change the whole system. And that's what all the Brandon voters wanted. They wanted communism.
Apparently. Yeah, I read that article that you'd sent earlier, and I broke my jaw dropped. Like, how are you going to, like, on it? Okay, sorry. Let me just say this. How are you going to have a $4 trillion, $14 trillion, however many trillion dollar deficit? You guys suck at
Oh, no, it's way more than that. You mean like $34 trillion.
Like,
no. You mean $34 trillion, not 14.
Whatever. Something trillion. There is a T before the billion, and it's too much. You suck at managing money, and you're going to come at me and say that. You're going to want to be in my funds? Sorry, no. No. You don't need to know what I need to do. All you need to know is my bills are getting paid. I'm not homeless. Like, I'm kind of leeching off the government, but, I mean, I put so much money into it. I mean, might as well get some free food or something. Shit, man. But, yeah. Oh, bro. That was ridiculous. Like, dollars have been good since, like, the beginning of, I don't know, whenever the America would, whenever dollars came out. Why we gotta change it all of a sudden? Like,
so let Dan Bongino explain to you how this is gonna work.
Yeah, okay.
One of the biggest mistakes we could make is going towards a digital dollar. I have warned you so often about this story that I'm actually hoping some of you are listening to this segment right now and saying, Dan, enough already. Why would I be hoping that? The content's for you. I can't warn you enough about this to the point where I need you being evangelists against this thing and calling your Congress people today. There is now a bipartisan effort that's growing to expand the Fed into the digital dollar space. Ladies and gentlemen, it would be the single most destructive act to your freedom and liberty in modern times. I am not exaggerating. That's an opinion I have based in reality. Here, Politico. Banks and crypto lobby clash with lawmakers over the Fed digital dollar. Andy Barr is one of the few guys, I guess, who gets it up on the Hill. He's a Republican from Kentucky, saying, no, this sounds like a bad idea. The government will be able to see where you spend your money, will be able to shut down where you can spend your money. It will be able to take your money away by shutting it off. But you think confiscating assets now, confiscating people's property pursuant to a crime? Imagine this, Joe. You get accused of a crime you didn't commit. The government does civil forfeiture against you. Next thing you know, all your digital dollars, you pull up your phone to go buy milk and cookies, and you have no money.
Nope.
Anybody thought of this? Negative interest rates, which we've talked about a lot. Negative interest rates. Your money disappears every day. Government says, think about it. We need to incentivize people to go spend money. Well, I've got an idea. Let's just make interest rates negative. So if they don't spend it, they lose it. Brilliant. This is the stupidest idea I have ever seen. The same idiots in the beginning of the show with the Afghanistan pullout, the southern border, the inflation crisis, and destroying our public schools. You want them to be able to watch and control your money? Here's Andy Barr in Politico. Again, one of the few guys who gets it. He says, quote, the prospect of government surveillance of Americans' individual financial transactions through a digital dollar and Fed accounts raises serious privacy concerns. You think? He notes, not to mention concerns about government control, politicization of loans, making loans political from the government. There's another one I didn't even consider. Online payments, credit scores, tax compliance, federal contracts, monetary policy, and the like, says Andy Barr. He sits on the Financial Services Committee. I want to send a personal thank you to Andy Barr and invite him on the show to talk about this. This is really, really bad. Now you get government contracts. The government spends trillions of dollars. You want to get a contract? Do you have enough DEI people, diversity, equity, and inclusion, CRT people on your board? No digital dollars for you. It's a really bad idea. If you enjoyed this video, please subscribe to my Clips channel at rumble.com/BonginoClips.
So I hope some of that makes sense.
Yes.
So that's why you won't be receiving any cash tips as a waitress.
Well, here's the thing. So this job that I just started, so I've been serving off and on for about 20 years, and I just got this new job, which, like, in theory, is so far it's been great, except for one thing. So, of course, people either leave cash or credit card. The area that I'm in, this is the demographic that they're like, oh, cool, let's just go ahead and switch over to electronic currency and blah, 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 so they don't carry a lot of cash with them. Okay, cool. As I've been, like, this past weekend was the opening weekend for the store, so Friday night was part of the soft open. Saturday we're open to the public. Both days I did amazing tips, but I got all credit card tips. Okay, cool. But those credit card tips are going to my paycheck, so I'll end up getting paid. Like the way they have it set up, where it's not every day, and it's just like okay. But then also it's just like, even if they did do, like, we got tipped out every day, it would go on a card,
right?
And I'd have to go to an ATM to pull my money off because I wanted actual cash. And it's just like, that's something I was trying to explain to the, like, I'm like, make it make sense. Either or. Either you can put it on my paychecks and, you know, okay, guarantee me money, or you can give me cash every day, but give me cash. Give me, like, I'm just almost like that because of my parents, but still, either way, it's like, okay, cool. So, I mean, who can see what I'm doing? Who can see what I'm spending? Like, that's shit that I'm worried about. So if I only need to pull $60 off, and they're like, why do you have to pull $60 off every day? Maybe because I want to smoke weed. Maybe I need to buy cigarettes. Maybe I, you know, just don't want my money floating around in Bitcoin universe or whatever. And oh man, like, yeah. So I mean, and that's the struggle, where it's just nobody's carrying cash hardly anymore, and it's crazy.
Yeah, I try my best to tip every time in cash.
Right. And that's the other thing too, or it's people like, I was trying to like test the waters and just, oh yeah, well, you guys can, you know, leave the cash, and one guy can, you know, tip the bill. Like, people are arguing over who wants to pay the bill or whatever. It's like, one guy can, you know, pay the bill, one guy can tip the bill. And it's just like, oh, I don't have that much cash on me. Like, okay. Because, I mean, yeah, like, that's one thing that I've always tried to carry cash on me, and that's one thing I do is, like, if I, like, yeah, I might pay for something with cash. I can pay, like, in a restaurant with cash or with a credit card, but I definitely one thing that I always at least attempt to do is, like, I might like leave you like $4 on a credit card, but then the rest of it, like, hey, I have got $7 on me, so here, take this $11 or whatever.
Yeah.
But I'll at least attempt to split it up, you know, so then that way, just in case the situation where it's like, oh, you get your credit card tips later or whatever. But yeah, it's just that's the one. So I've kind of been noticing going into this new job where it's just, it's great because everybody's tipping like 32-35%, you know, whatever, but it's all credit card. It's not like, I mean, nobody carries that much, carries cash in general, but especially like, it seems like $20-$30 is a lot to, for somebody to have in the wallet, but.
But I, it's not going to be a smooth transition.
Right.
From the U.S. dollar to this, and I strongly believe that is why they have the IRS, the 87,000 IRS agents that are fully armed. I believe that the Brandon administration wants the IRS agents to go to war against the people because the people are not going to stand for not having their money.
Right. Period. Like, I know, so my parents had me later in life. Like, they were in their 40s when they had me. And just their kind of, like, old school ways or whatever kind of, basically, I feel like, I mean, yeah, like, it's nice to have, like a credit card and have, like, digital money or whatever. But I still, it's just, that's one thing that I do is whenever I get paid, like, and my paychecks go to my bank, I pull out the majority of it just because cash, like, but I just, like with everything else, just because you have an older, the older generation that, like, I mean, my parents just kind of, even, oh, hey, you know, you want to change and you want to, you know, be away from your past or your parents or however they did, used to do things and you try to do things different, there's still little twitches of you that, like, you want to resort back to the old way, or you want to, you know, continue that tradition of, like, a one payday, I go get a shake and then pull my money out and or whatever, but you're still going to have this, like, old school way of thinking. So, I mean, granted, in the future, like, when I'm probably, like, 90 or something, yeah, it may be more acceptable to have this sort of, you know, this concept, but... like now, like the transition of it being in the middle of it, it's frustrating. It's stupid. It's ridiculous. Like, why do you need that much authority to know how much I spend and where I spend it? You know.
Yeah, I don't see anything good with this digital currency, and I just see, I don't think, honestly, that their main goal on this, because I don't think that it's all for audits immediately. I think eventually it'll be for audits.
Right.
But they spent $80 billion to collect $20 billion in revenue. That just doesn't make sense.
Right.
So it's like, are you going to spend $1 million to collect $200,000? And the answer is,
right,
you're stupid if you do that.
Right.
So same concept applies. So we're not being told the truth here. And of course, they're not going to tell you that they're going to go to war against the American people. And the thing is that they legally can't use the military against us per posse comitatus. And that got shot down to allow the military to fight U.S. citizens. So instead, they go around it by arming government agencies and trying that way. This administration is all about circumventing whatever's in place so they can get the goal that they want. That's the crime syndicate that we have.
That's crazy.
As a matter of fact, I don't know if you've watched my Broccoli Man videos before.
I have. I haven't been keeping up with them, but I've seen a pretty good chunk of them.
So I made a video for the Wiretap, who's one of the main villains. And he made a commercial for the IRS agents.
Okay.
Hello to all you filth bags and something duckers that are looking for employment. We are hiring 87,000 new IRS agents. Are you able to knock on doors and demand to see people's tax returns? We need people who are willing to handle firearms. You need to be the government's new army. Your job will consist of number not grades of people who work as waitresses and did not report all their cash tips. Or maybe they had a yard sale and did not report income. You might need to shoot someone dead who is refusing to cooperate. Or you may have to deal with some childrens. That part is for me. You might need to enforce your will on people by any means necessary to force those 99% dolts and nincompoops to give over all their property to the 1%. If they say they voted for Trump, you kick them in the kumquats. Look, almost 75 million Americans voted for Trump. Another 12 million voted for other candidates. There is another 40 million that voted for Brandon and said something mean about him on Spybook. We need to teach those political enemies that we mean business as we turn America into a third world hellhole for all. If you vote Democrat, we will be coming for you eventually, but for now we are starting the training and first order of work with bringing those right and center wing extremists to those FEMA camps that do not exist. So who wants to work for the IRS? Just go to their website and then we will put you in basic training. Once you prove to us you can handle a firearm and threaten Trump supporters hardcore enough, we will place you on those mean streets and help us confiscate property on all those fast budgets that did not complete a perfect error-free annual taxation form. Good luck to all you applicants. And good luck all you adults and something that cares who will let us get away with it.
So, yeah, so if you want an IRS agent job, the wiretap will hook you up. Are you thinking about it, Robin?
Wait, what? Sorry, can you do it again?
I was asking you if you're thinking about getting a job at the IRS.
I mean, I would like to. And
well,
like,
see, what they're going to make you do is you got to carry a firearm, then you got to go through basic training.
But you that's think the thing where it's, I don't.
They're
feel
not
going
to have
like,
you learn how to handle a firearm and not put you through basic training like the military.
Right. But yeah, I don't know. Like I. In theory, like that, like I would like to, but I just I'd be the one that like between my mouth, like somebody would end up getting mad at me because I'm doing my job, and then I'd have to snap off on them. But then B, where it's just like somebody, I'd end up running to someone that like, oh hey, blah blah blah, I got this issue, I've got this XYZ, and I'd be like, oh okay, well I mean. Good luck, you know, like, and then I just, I would, like, they're like, oh, stop story, and then I'm like, I just let it go, okay, cool, you know what, they didn't have the money, they didn't care, man, you know, next, I didn't get advised for letting too many people go.
So tonight's election night for a bunch of areas. So I'm just trying to get some word here as far as some of the governor races and such. Florida seems to be the most important because as long as Ron DeSantis wins, people will be flocking still to Florida because that's the hot place to go right now.
Right.
Believe me, I have a spot. I have a landing spot in a few places in Florida. If I decide that Las Vegas is too hot politically, I can get myself to Florida if needed. So I want to play something of Ron DeSantis just so you can get a little familiar with him.
So on a good note, a guy who stands strong a lot, who I've really come to respect, the Florida, make sure you go out and vote today, but he's not on the ballot because he has no primary opponent, but Florida voting today. Ron DeSantis strikes again. Here it is. Here's Ron DeSantis going after the current thing. Check this out.
Now, we banned the mask in Florida with the legislature, with the Parents' Bill of Rights and other actions. But, you know, the reality is that was not grounded in data. It was not grounded in evidence. It was basically the current thing. You know, people would put in their Twitter profile a mask and a syringe, and that was like their identity. And it was ridiculous. They lied to us about the mRNA shots. They said if you take it, you will not get COVID. That is false. That is not true. And they continue to say, even now when the evidence is so overwhelming, that not only is that not true, people that have multiple boosters, you know, you're definitely at risk of getting it. There's no question about that. So it's just time and time again, I think you've seen ideology placed over data and evidence. And then what happens is that they will say something like, okay, 6 weeks of masks will end COVID. So that's what they claim. It doesn't happen. And then what they'll do is they will kind of move the goalposts and say, well, you know, only 95% wore it. So now, and they will constantly try to shift because they will never admit that their ideology was incorrect.
That last part is the most critical piece of what he said, outside of the poking fun of the current thingers, which is funny and is accurate. But the last part's the most important, and it's what, for the, what, 8 years, whatever, I don't ever remember how much we've been doing, how long we've been doing the show. For the last 8 years, that's what's bothered me most about the left. Despite overwhelming evidence in your face that the problems you claim to have solved, you either didn't solve or in many cases you actually made worse, lockdowns, masks, taxes, lack of school choice, whatever the policy, you've made it worse. Education, healthcare, the economy, COVID, it doesn't matter. Lefties continue to vote for the same failures despite of kicking them right in the nads that what they said was going to happen didn't happen. And in many cases, the opposite happened. And they just keep going. DeSantis gets it. All right, here's the last story of the day. Snopes, this is hilarious. You say a new low for fact checkers, believe it or not, yes. Here's the background. It involves Ron DeSantis and this and Florida. So the left hates Florida because Miami's doing great. Florida's doing great. People are moving in here in droves. It's getting more conservative. People are moving away from horrible, broken, failed liberal blue state models to come down here. Again, if you're a conservative, you're welcome. If you're a liberal, I'm asking you as a favor, please don't move to Florida. Nobody wants you here. Believe me, nobody wants you here. Please just stay where you are. I can't tell you what to do. I believe in free speech, freedom of movement. I am a liberty-loving American patriot. But I'm asking you as a favor. We just don't want you around. So they hate Florida. So they lie about Florida all the time. DeSantis, all this other, despite that Florida fared quite well during COVID, despite the fact that Florida has a lot of older individuals who were more susceptible to COVID. Kind of weird how we fared pretty good despite having a more susceptible population. They don't like any of that. So the lies about Florida are everywhere. So there was an account on a social media account that had, a decent following, and the post went viral. It claimed that this is a list of banned books in Florida because, as you know, Joe, Ron DeSantis is, are the Hitler comparisons out yet? A fascist, a Nazi, communist, whatever. They love communists. A fascist. He's banning books. So people looked at the banned book list, including To Kill a Mockingbird, which is on there, and we were like, really? That's kind of weird. Banned book list, because, you know, my kids are reading that book or whatever. That's kind of strange. So it turns out the banned book list was just made up. But viral, it went viral on the left because the left are stupid and they'll believe anything. You understand? The left are morons. They'll believe anything. So they spread this thing around. Now, we have fact checkers out there like Snopes that could have easily debunked this thing and rated it as false. Oh, earlier in the show, what was I saying? If a post is rated false or partly false, then it's censored on Facebook and you can't see it and it stops the spread of misinformation. So Snopes checked this. Is this list of banned books in Florida schools? Is this a list of banned books in Florida schools and libraries? Bethany Palmer, again, a person with no human dignity whatsoever, apparently. That is false. It's a fake list. Everybody's had to acknowledge it. But notice how they rate it, Joe. Not false. They rate it originated as satire. That's convenient, right? If you enjoyed this video, please subscribe to my Clips channel at rumble.com/BonginoClips.
So, Ron DeSantis, in my opinion, is even more of a presidential candidate than Donald Trump at this time. I strongly believe that if people had to choose between DeSantis and Trump, DeSantis would win. Robin, you're back, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I think Trump would beat Brandon easily, even with voter fraud again this time. But I think the Democrats have one person that could beat Trump, and only one person. I don't know if you know who that is.
No.
The only person that could beat Trump in 2024's presidential election is Michael Robinson Obama, who I'm sure is a nice lady. Because people would come out of the woodwork to vote for the first black trans person to run for president as the Democrat Party. I voted for Cynthia McKinney in 2008, but I doubt anyone will recognize her.
Right.
So I think, and by the way, that Barry Satoro made that mistake several times in the last 20 years or so, or since 2008, so about 14 years, that he's made that remark by accident several times, calling they Michael. So you don't make that mistake on a regular basis.
Right.
That's all I know. That's like if I constantly called my wife Marky, then there's reason to believe that it's not just a pet name in the bed, but it's something a little more substantial, and you're just forgetting.
Right.
But I think DeSantis beats everybody if he decides to run. But the Democrats really want Governor Grusom in California. They like him because he has proven that he could run California like a tyrant. And he's Nancy Pelosi's nephew, so he has connections. So gotcha. I know growing up, Robin, you heard just like I heard back in the day when people said that the Democrat Party was about the lower people and the Republican Party was all the rich people. That is completely flipped. It's
really?
Done a complete 180.
Well, wasn't that how it used to be back in, like, the Lincoln days where, like, the Republicans
yep.
were, like, not how they used to be now or how people consider them or whatever now, and then,
Well, people don't want you to know that Martin Luther King was a registered Republican. The Democrats all mm-hmm. voted against ending slavery in the Abraham Lincoln days. They don't want people to know that. They were the ones
wow.
that used the Jim Crow laws. I'm not even
wow.
a Republican like that. I just know my history.
Right. And see, that's one of those things that, like, yeah, like, I enjoy learning. I enjoy history. I need to do more research. And I need to go learn more about the Civil War, the Civil War era. But I mean, that makes sense. Like, and that's one of those things that, like, I talk to people and they're like, oh, Democrat, Democrat, Democrat. And then it's just like, actually, did you know? Blah, 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 blah. And then, man.
Yeah, and don't accuse me of being a Republican. I'm not. But if Ron DeSantis is running, just like when Trump ran in 16 and 20, I'll vote for them. But don't lump me into thinking like fools like Mitch McConnell are part of my ball game, because they're not. They're just a bunch
right.
of fools.
Right. Yeah, that's one thing I was trying to explain to somebody, that they're just like, oh, are you Democrat or Republican? I'm like, you know, I just, whoever makes the most sense at the time whether they're Democrat, Republican, Independent, whatever, like that's who I'm going to support.
And that's the thing. But if you promise for your whole life to a political party and you're going to vote for them regardless of how they treat you, then they don't have to treat you anyway. They can act like you're like a dingleberry to them, basically. They don't care.
Right.
You're going to vote for them anyway. They don't have to do a thing for you.
Right.
And that's what people don't understand. Like, Brandon, you think Brandon cares about black people? Not one bit. Remember, he said a couple years ago that if you don't vote for him, you ain't black. And that was acceptable.
Right.
But when news came out that Trump created the lowest black unemployment rate in U.S. history, he was called a racist for making black people go to work.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't know how that works. Like, you're proud of the fact that the black unemployment rate could be 17%. But if you get it down to 1.8%, you're a racist because you want black people to work. Yeah, that's not, in my opinion, that's not the way it works.
Right.
Now, I know you, Robin. We've been friends for years. You just don't seem like that person to me that will go just trying to get whatever handouts they can get. You don't seem like that to me. But a lot of people will say, why don't you do that?
Right. And see, that's my thing. Like, so I enjoy working. I enjoy working for what I get, like, you know, putting the work in and like you reap your rewards. When I was down in North Carolina and I moved down there, I moved down just after Florence. And that was one of the things I was struggling with. Like, that's part of the reason why I lost custody of my daughter, was because I was basically just homeless for too long. And that was one of the things that, like, so many people are like, well, just tell them that you were in the hurricane and you'll get housing. And I'm like, I can't lie like that, you know, because, I mean, I might be able to get away with it for a little bit of time, but I'm going to end up doing something or saying something and slipping up. And I'm going to end up getting in trouble, and I'm going to end up being that one person that they make the, you know, whatever, you know, the case out of. But so, like, I struggle, I try that hard, you know, whatever. Now, like, this past year, luckily I got into my apartment last summer, and yes, it is, like, income-based housing. Yes, it is. Like, I mean, like, basically it's just I got here because that was all I could get into because of my history, like my rental history and stuff. But I obviously, yes, you know, every, you know, whatever, I made the effort of paying rent, but because of the company, the place that, so it was a non-for-profit organization that helped me get into this apartment, and they were like, hey, you know, well, just because of the situation I went through, they were like, hey, we'll help you transition and da-da-da-da, so you can do it on your own. But then at one point, like, my income stopped, so they were able to pay my bill, like, pay my rent for me. And then my son passed, and then, you know, I went through a bunch of stuff, and it was, you know, like, okay. But for being homeless for 2 years and overpaying for rent, like, I didn't feel bad at all, like, having my rent paid for me, like having this organization, you know, cover my rent, or having some organization that, you know, that's what they're for. But I also don't plan on it being a long-term thing. Like, look, you know, I'm basically just law of averages. Everything's working out. Like, okay, cool. I'm going to take advantage of it for the short term. But basically that's what happened. Like, as of March, that's why I went out and found a job, because it was just like I was sick of sitting here. Like, yeah, my rent was paid. Yeah, everything. I mean, I had groceries, but I was just sitting here doing nothing. And granted, I was still mourning the loss of my son, but I had to get out of the house. I had to go out and, like, be productive, because I got sick of just asking people, hey, you got $5 for this? Or, hey, you know, we're going out and panhandling. Like, I was getting sick of doing that. And it was just, I felt way better about me and myself and just everything in general by going out and busting my butt however many days a week and being able to say, okay, cool, at the end of the day, I made this money so I can pay my rent, or I made this money and I can, you know, buy these silly things, you know. And that's, I don't understand people who, that's their lifetime goal. Oh, hey, well, so-and-so's going to pay this, and so-and-so's going, you know, I get this from, you know, the government, or so-and-so's paying my rent, or whatever. And it's just like, okay, so you can go out and work and do stuff, but you choose to stay home and just be lazy and not do anything. Or, so, like, the ladies who, like, these women who have, like, 10, 12, 18 kids or whatever, and it's just like, oh, hey, well, I know for the next 18 years I got this one kid, you know, I get rent paid, I get food stamps, I can go sell my food stamps, I can go buy my kids jewelry because I got that blah, 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 and it's just like, oh, you can go get a job and get paid how many dollars an hour to earn and then go buy it. Because that's what we'll do. Like, that's,
and then,
I mean,
on,
that's
on
what,
the other end, though, Robin, I can almost understand sometimes, because you might have a mom who the husband passed, and so you have a mom that might have four kids age 7 to a year and a half, and the babysitting costs more than what you're going to make in salary.
Right.
So why would you work at that point? And I'm not hating on them, but if you are offered a $13 an hour job, but babysitting four kids will cost you $15 an hour, then why would you work to pay $2 an hour to have your kids watched? So I understand at some point that it becomes it just becomes like a hindrance to work. So I don't know how you fix that. You can always say get more money, but easier said than done. You don't get to make the decision sometimes on where you work. I didn't lose you, did I? I don't know if I lost Robin or not. It is almost the top of the hour. I can grab a timeout, I guess. All right, let me go ahead and take a break real quick here. And we will we'll come right back, and I'll see if Robin's available then.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors. This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
To have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open
it. High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like...
So what? Why wouldn't you do? Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
My fellow Americans, it looks like some things have changed. Are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents?
If you want an abortion, get one!
Younger parents aren't sure that an appreciation of America is the right thing to teach modern children.
We're not going to make
America great again. It was never that great.
When I drive into a neighborhood and there are American flags, it's a message of white supremacy.
I'm warning of an eradication of the American memory that could result in an erosion of the American spirit.
We need to completely dismantle the police department.
If we forget what we did, we won't know who we are. We've got to do a better job of getting across that America is free, and freedom is special and rare. Freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of enterprise. As long as we remember our first principle and believe in ourselves, the future will always be ours. Ours was the first revolution in the history of mankind that truly reversed the course of government, and with three little words, we the people. We the people are free. Once you begin a great movement, there's no telling where it'll end.
Hello to all you nincompoops and something that cares out there. I am the Wireitap. I am here to represent Weizsäcker Suicide Pods. Let's cut to the chase. The globalists have decided it is time to kill off all you 99% who breathe our air and use all of our food resources. You have not died fast enough by eating GMO foods or by killing each other from race riots we have started. We have tried to remove all the pieces of excrement by cooking us COVID in the Wuhan laboratory, but you are not dying fast enough. So we now have Weizsäcker suicide pods. You can now rush out and die in our suicide pods. Schedule your appointment today. You can choose between a blue, brown, gray or pink casket. Remember, you need to wear at least 5 masks minimum, and you will take a COVID test before and after you get in the pod. You must also make sure your ashes remain a safe 6 feet social distance when you are about to exit. If you like your experience, put it on Melbourne Complete Tube. We will give you 15% off your next session. We hope to see all you useless eaters get in these pods right away before we put everyone in FEMA camps. That they do not exist. Schedule your appointment today for your Weizsäcker suicide pod. Thank you.
Now, back to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio.
Yes, I am. Sorry. I am here.
All right. So what I want to do right now here is we have a caller. So I would like to bring our friend Pianki onto the show. Pianki, welcome to the show tonight.
Good morning, my friends. I'm sorry. Good evening.
Hey.
Good afternoon.
That's okay. Good morning's fine.
Well, I just got to, and I know you've already heard, but isn't it just disgraceful that the FBI is going at the Amish again?
Yeah, so I have that article, actually. So for those that don't know, the Brandon administration is going after an Amish organic holistic farmer who is not using fertilizer who uses less water and less resources than everybody else, but they're upset because he's not using chemicals and endocrine disruptors and genetically modified stuff in the livestock. So he, Brandon, ordered the FBI to go in and raid him, and he now has a $300,000 fine, which they're hoping will shut him down for good.
Wow.
Yeah, and you know, that's a, and members of that community, when they receive a $600 and I guess a $1,200 stimulus check, they gave them back. They said, we don't want your money. We don't need it. So I guess the DOJ is probably saying, how dare you show that, demonstrate that you don't need us. It's just totally ridiculous. This is not the first time, because they were getting on the Quakers because of the milk that they were selling amongst each other. It's not that they're selling this to the general public. They're basically selling this amongst their own community of people.
Right. Like,
yeah,
every so often. Like, every so often, I've heard about Amish people selling their goods to, like, outsiders or, like, the non-Amish community, but still, it's not, it's few and far between enough to not have the IRS or Department of Justice or whatever come at, bro, that's bizarre.
Yeah, you practically have to go. They have stores that they allow people who's not in their community to come in and buy. I know someone that takes a grocery list to an Amish community outside of St. Louis and pick up things for those that want them, you know. But this is just totally good. It just goes again to show you how, with these leftists, that they use these agencies, IRS and the FBI in particular, AFT, in order to go after people who don't want to fall in and comply with their anti-constitutional program. Joe Biden deputized teachers to override parents' decision when it comes down to the gender of their children. He changed that, he put that rule in Title IX. He made a rule in Title IX, adjusted a rule in Title IX that deputized teachers to override a parent's decision when it comes down to the gender of their children. Ridiculous. But we got to fight it. And proof, I'm joining the local area organization for state convention.
Okay.
Convention of the States. I know you've heard of that organization. It's got 19 states that signed on for calling a convention of the states to address these problems of what we have with this runaway federal government, and also to improve on and put in place some adjustments to the amendments or even specific topics that could be constitutional.
But that's a slippery slope, though, because if we have a constitution convention, that means every one of the Bill of Rights is under scrutiny.
Yeah, you're right. That's why they're only looking at the amendments and also anything a specific topic. But you're right about, you don't want to go messing with the Constitution.
No, because then just imagine there's people out there that will fight against illegal search and seizure, like the Fourth Amendment, that somebody would say that that's outdated, or having a trial by your peers that somehow is antiquated.
You're right about that. It has to be done very carefully. But states already have the power to reel their federal government down. They already have those problems. State land, what federal government is calling federal land. They got the power right now, but you just can't get enough of them to, you know, take that move, make that move. And the people are totally oblivious to the power they have.
Right. See, that's, I want to say it was on Facebook, like a meme, somebody made like a meme or something, but basically it was one of those, like, they were talking, the message behind it was, like, you got the one dictator person that's, like, telling everybody what to do and whatnot, but then the people don't realize that there's more of them than there are of that one dictator, so if they just come together and get educated and they can, like, essentially overthrow that dictator to put him out of that whatever. And that's kind of, I'm going back to school in January for law, for constitutional law. Basically for that, like, that's part of the reason why, just to be able to, like, A, educate people about, like, legal stuff and their rights and whatnot, but then also, hey, look, if you don't like it that much, let's come together, let's get educated, and let's, like, power and numbers type thing, you know?
So I want to play that clip about the Amish farmer for you, Robin, and for the audience here.
And we wouldn't know about it if it were not for Jeremy Lofredo, who works for Rebel News. He joins us tonight. Jeremy, thanks so much for coming on. This one story is kind of hard to believe. They're going after an Amish farmer. Who are they exactly?
We have the U.S. Marshals Service recently raided Amos Miller's organic and holistic farm, demanding he cease operations, and they charged him, as you said, with $300,000 of fines, economically crippling the man. And what's happening is you have the armed federal agents are demanding he stop food production because of the meat, and you have him saying, well, you know what, I want to keep farming. So you have this back and forth between the giant empire of the U.S. federal government and this tiny little farm in Burdenham, Pennsylvania.
So they went after gyms, organic farmers, and churches. So maybe they're against anything that's wholesome and edifying that makes you stronger and healthier and in favor of everything that diminishes you and makes you more dependent. I'm just sensing a theme here. Do you see this?
Yeah, and another thing the community says is that they're coming after Amos to set an example. They're coming after an independent, successful farmer who takes out the government middlemen and provides food directly to his community and his people. Now, by taking out the middleman, by taking out the government, you're taking power away and taking leverage away from the government and putting that power and leverage in the hands of the community and the farmers and the people. And another thing I'll add is Amos's farm doesn't use any gasoline or any fertilizer. Now, as you know, these commodities have become very expensive because of Biden's policies in regards to the war in Ukraine and Russia. So Amos has completely eliminated any risk coming from the international or domestic politics of the Biden administration. And, you know, they're coming after him for it.
Maybe if he promises to put more chemicals in the milk that turn kids trans, they'll lay off. Did any of the federal marshals decline to raid an Amish organic farm on principle, or did they all just go along with this? Do you know?
All I know is that many federal agents did not decline to go and did go along with it and raided the farm and took inventory of Amos's farm to make sure that he doesn't sell or produce any more meat.
You know, we're for law enforcement, broadly speaking, but there's such a thing as conscience, okay? And they should not have gone along with this. When they tell you to raid an organic Amish farm, that's when you bow out, okay, I would say. Jeremy, I appreciate your story that you did. It's shocking to believe it's real, but it is. We're thankful that you came.
Thank you.
Subscribe to...
All right, so there you go. So, Robin, now you know the story.
So, one of my friends was telling me that, his nickname is Christy, and he's smart. And when I say smart, I mean, like, mentally smart. Like, IQ is, like, 110, 120, 130, like, above average. Anyway, but he said that when he, like, after high school, there's, like, a period of, like, a couple years that he kind of just screwed around or whatever. But then at one point he got into a situation, got out of the situation, and wanted to go be a police officer. And the police department told him that he was too smart to be a police officer, and that basically, like, he had to have below a certain number. Like, they wouldn't hire him because his IQ was above a certain number.
Yeah, I've heard of that and before. Just, people, like, tried to sue to get a job because their IQ was too high, and the judge ruled in favor of the job.
Wow, really?
Yeah. You're overqualified.
Oh, wow. But, yeah,
well,
so that was kind of my thing.
And maybe Pianchi, you might be able to back me up on this, but there's a lot of areas where the police chiefs don't want a policeman that has an above-average IQ. They want you to think, they want you to react, not do, not to think. They want action.
Right.
They don't want a negotiator. They want action.
Yeah, they become a threat.
Yeah.
They become a threat. And you're right. Those agents, if they made they swore to the Constitution, why are they even participating in that? You know what that remind me of? That remind me of the Nuremberg trial. When they brought those commanders in and put them on trial for following orders that was obviously going against human rights.
Man, that gets my wheels turning as far as, I feel like just some sort of, like, ulterior motive that they're not telling you about, where it's just, like, not so much you have to be stupid to be a police officer, but it's like, oh, well, yeah, hey, you got to be able to follow rules, you got to be able to enforce the rules that you follow or whatever, and then it's just like, but, you know, don't have to be the brightest kid on the block, so when you say, hey, look, this guy fits the description, oh, well, hey, let me go inquire him while the other guy gets away or whatever, but it's just bizarre that you wouldn't want somebody that, like, has enough sense to be like, oh, hey, look, this, you know, this person's telling me this, and then it doesn't seem right, but then, you know, let's sit and talk about it. Let's, you know, figure it out instead of just, oh, well, I'm just going to put you in jail for however long till you get out, and then once you get out, oh, you fit the description, and so I just put the door down and start to raise your house, but then, oh, hey, my bad, that's what my job told me to do, so have a nice night. Like, it's crazy. Oh, my gosh. I just feel like, oh, my mind's blowing right now, but. Yeah.
So, Pianchi, we discussed a little bit yesterday about the IRS agents and the alleged need for them. It just scares me that the Brandon administration, and you could say it's O'Biden, I guess, because I believe that Barry Satoro and Big Mike are leading this charge. But they wanted a police force that would be just as big and powerful as the military. And Barry said that for years on the campaign trail. So I don't think that these IRS agents are just looking at PayPal accounts.
Right.
Well, I agree with you. That's probably the underlying interior motive of how they will be used. That's where it needs to be community meetings to explain to people what they're seeing, that they are not describing to themselves as being factual. And you, when we have these meetings, you have to take your young people with you. They have to be abreast of what's going on. You know, you you talked about going back to school and taking up constitutional law. Learn the process that went in forming that Constitution. Everything from the Declaration of Independence, the Articles of Confederation. Learn who the anti-federalist was. Those that was against a central government, Patrick Henry and John Adams and Thomas Jefferson. You know, Thomas Jefferson had his school in Virginia, and he was asked, why don't you use government funds for to operate the school? He said, nope, that's not in the Constitution. Then you had the Federalists, those who was for a big central government. People like Hamilton, John Jay, and Madison. Try to get into their minds and see what they was thinking. And then look how the Bill of Rights came about even after the Constitution was ratified, adopted. I mean, that was taking a chance. That was like a flip of a coin.
But I was telling Robin earlier that anyone that thinks that the IRS spending $80 billion on new agents to collect $20 billion, that's not the story. No one in their right mind would do that. That's like spending $1 million to collect $200,000. That just doesn't make financial sense. So it's more than what they're telling us.
Right. Because it's like, why would you go after the little guy? Why don't you go after these guys who are making like
$400,000? That if you're a family and you make between $75,000 and $200,000, that you're the target. That's exactly the middle class.
Right.
The middle class, that's two people making $40,000 a year. Now all of a sudden you're rich enough so that you can get audited and have property seized?
Right.
Yeah, they probably sell their property to the Chinese.
Well, maybe they don't even have to sell it. They just give it to them.
It's a gift.
But yeah, that's what it is. It's two families, $75,000. That's two people making $17 an hour.
Right.
Which,
and that won't hardly pay
the
rent in
days.
Some communities.
Yes.
Yeah, some communities the rent is $2,000 a month, $24,000 a year. Out of that $40,000, leave you what, $16,000, not including, you're going to be losing taxes.
That's true.
Then out of that, you got to pay your medical and other things. Yeah. You can't even save for your child's education. Then you got to depend on these loans and putting yourself into a position where you are going to be obligated to always somebody else.
Yeah, well, they're gonna punish us that make a decent living wage, because if you're dirt poor, then you're just gonna blindly obey. There's a reason, Bianchi, why the poorest of the poor they're still wearing scams to this day on their faces.
Well, yeah, you're right. And, you know, the thing that pisses me off, when it comes down to the Amish, even the Quakers, people, they don't openly advertise to the public. The public get wind of what they have to offer based on somebody else who tried it and loved it and said, they just talked it up. So they will go to these stores and they will sell to them. Not anxiously, but they will sell to them the products that they consume amongst themselves.
Right.
Now, what's wrong with that? Why would you mess with these people? They're not messing with anybody. They don't take no government welfare. That's the problem right there. They educate their own kids. They use horse and buggy as much as they possibly can.
Yeah, well, they're not addicted to big government, and that's the big problem.
Right.
The federal government has gotten completely out of control.
I think, though, that this New World Order, the reason why they're going to fail is that they are so greedy and wanting to take over the whole world at once, that I think that because they're trying to do it all at once, they're biting off way more than they can chew, and they're going to pay for it.
Right.
I agree, and people that's fighting back, you're not only fighting for today, like I said before, you have to fight for tomorrow too. And the best, most logical way to do that is through the education of your young people. You know, we have these conversations today that young people have to live with tomorrow, and they haven't the slightest idea what they have in hand. How did we get, why did they put this like this? They don't know. And more likely than anything else, they're going to be under all sorts of peer pressure to adopt these new ways to compromise. You know, compromise is one of the worst things that you can do. Because they keep coming back for more and more, hacking away. These leftists invent words and invent new definitions all the time.
Well, yeah, because we learned this year that not only nobody knows what a woman is anymore, but now we don't even know what a recession is.
Yeah, look what they're doing with the ADA. Changing the definition of that so that it can apply to transsexuals. The American Psychiatric Society.
Disability.
Yeah. Announce a disability with the usage of a word. They created another word. I can't think of it, but they created another word.
Yeah, I don't know how a man dressing up in women's clothes is a but I wouldn't see that as a disability. I just consider that to be somebody that's mentally unstable.
You know, there was a time in this country when you had audience ratings on what it is that you were going to view. G for general audience. They had R for restricted, and they may have had another one that you just didn't want to fool with. Now everything goes. So, anyway, I just wanted to talk about that, and you guys are up on it. That's good. But I really appreciate the time.
Hey, we appreciate you calling in, Bianchi. Thanks for being a friend to the network.
Okay,
right.
Bye-bye.
All right, so Robin, you might know this show kind of, that every show we have to play at least one Broccoli Man cartoon. I played the IRS ad before, but that's like a spoof ad that I made that is somewhat hidden in truth. So I want to, I'm probably going to play two of them here because I know you haven't watched them in a while. I want to show you one and then we're going to play the latest one.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you a link right now.
Okay.
And let me know when you have the link up. I sent it to you. I don't know why you don't have it.
Oh.
There we go. All right.
Okay, there it is.
Cool.
All right. All right, so I have it up.
All right. All right, so I'm going to count down, and we're going to watch it in real time together.
Okay.
All right, so 3, 2, 1, action.
Well, well, well. Look who thinks them is flying today. If it isn't that quintessential something lucker and by a snitch.
Oh dear. Why are you all up in my business every single time I want to do something?
Ha ha, green dude. We are finally getting to look at your kumquats now, green dude. You must disrobe right this instant. We need to make sure you're not trying to smuggle any pipe bomb, any handguns, or any bottles of water on your person.
Don't worry, Wiretap. I will not go through the TSA naked body scanner. And I will have a professional do a pat-down so you are not getting involved.
Are you hard of hearing, green dude? I just explained to you that I will be handling those delicious kumquats to make sure you're not a domestic terrorist threat. Now, let me get my tape measure so I can measure out that junk.
No thank you. Do you really think I am going to let a complete pervert who I have arrested for being a child predator handle my junk?
Yes, sir. You will be allowing me to handle those kumquats, sir. Now I am commanding those dungarees to be displaced from that person right this instant. And you need to put the bloody scam on that face. If you like, I will also disrobe with you. You can rub your hands all over my own personal kumquat so you can verify I am not a terrorist threat, sir.
You are not the boss of me, Wiretap. Now step aside so I can have that gentleman right there help me get on my plane.
Sir, I am your father figure.
Do what?
I will be your father figure. Put your tiny hand in mine. I will be your, I'll be your daddy. I will be the one who loves you. Till the end of time.
You can take your George Michael lyrics and shove it up your...
Hey, Biznich. You might think you bees is a comedian today, sir. We're getting the last laugh, you dolt. We just hired 75,000 IRS agents to do audits of anyone that voted for Brandon or any third-party candidates. We are finna shut down every small business in this country, green dude. And we will be placing hundreds of millions of you pieces of excrement that said even one thing bad about Brandon. We will have your audits monitored by 3 IRS agents. If one of those 3 auditors has a different number than the others, we will be taking you right away to that FEMA camp. That does not exist. Does your person comprehend the syllables coming out of my vocal cords, green dude? We is fin una kadunky dunk dunk. In your face. I mean, in that bloody scam that you needs to get on that face. You and Alex Jones are patient zero, sir.
Hey, that's great. Okay, I have to go get on my airplane right now without your globalists harassing me. Now get behind me, Satan.
That tears it, green dude. You are busy something ducker for real. You're not going on your airplane, sir. We will be busy having you parade down Broadway with a shotgun in your back for a drag queen story time right away. We are going to march you right down the parade like that really tall guy in that Volkswagen walk Nelson Muntz in the parade on that Simpsons episode. With those pantaloons and those underoos around your ankles. We are not monsters, sir. We will allow you to keep any dollar bills that find their ways into your buttocks.
Okay, so you are telling me I have to cancel my flight so I can arrest you and everyone that is grooming children?
That is it, green dude. You keep stepping in it. You are now banned from sharing anything negative about a pedophile parade, sir. You are offending every single person that is attracted to minors and acting upon their impulses. If I wanted to have a boy's peanut butter inside my chocolate, then Officer Reese says it is now my legal right to not be exposed. The only things being exposed are kumquats. Now I am hereby directing you to show me your naked epidermis right now, or I can add on more charges right now. You have offended me for trying to say something negative about my LGBTQPRP+ rights.
Parents will not put up with this.
Parents will put up with this, sir. If the child complains about what we do to these children, or a parent complains, them will be placed in a re-education camp so we can run a crime syndicate. We are making this LGBT a one world religion. You need to learn how to not be blasphemous against the trans community. Only if you are LGBT+ and allow us to have our freedom to groom children, enjoy our cannibalism, and bask in our wonderful world of extreme communism. You are a buzzkill, a biasnitch, and a something lucker for real. When we shut down this global economy, you will be getting your microchip and we will be giving you two choices, sir.
Like I care about your two choices.
Yes, sir. You will either live under the tyranny that the likes of this earth has never seen, or you can save yourself and marry me, green dude. If we can get you on our side, then we can help Klaus Schwab get those 99% nincompoops who eats bugs so we can fix climate change. We need to kill all the cows and ban people from eating beef, and get everyone to eat people. I myself prefer human dark meat, sir.
Hey everyone. If we do not stand up and fight for our freedom, we will have the worst tyranny that Earth has ever seen. These globalists want to roll out exactly what is in Revelation 16 in the Bible right now. Please, get right with God. Also, you need to get educated with shows like the Proof Negative Radio Show. He is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. Go to freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live. He has on great guests, excellent co-hosts, and a ton of information you need to stay a step ahead of these globalists. Do not go to the FEMA camp and get a microchip to live. Listen to Proof Negative on freedomizerradio.com.
Thou shall not be telling everyone to freedomize to the freedomists, sir. Now is the time for me to finally get to grapple with some delicious kumquats. Once we get gangster freedom-minded thugs like Tucker Carlson, Alex Jones, Proof Negative, and that green dude in those FEMA camps that do not exist, we are coming for you.
Alright, I know you haven't seen them in a while. I hope that was okay.
Yes.
I'm trying to find one that that maybe you might have an interest in. Here we go. So I created a character a while back called Sumim.
Okay.
The super ultra mega extreme MAGA man. Because Brandon came out a few months ago and talked-ish about the super ultra MAGA people trying to slam us because we are so far divorced from Brandon that we're diehard Trump people.
Wow.
He said that, so I created a character off that.
Okay.
So let me know when you're ready. We'll play this one.
Okay. Yes.
You ready? Or is it playing an ad?
It's playing an ad. Okay. I am ready.
All right, so we'll count it down. All right, so okay. 3, 2, 1, action.
Hey, broccoli person. I hate you so much. You are such an angry, mean-spirited person who gets involved in everyone's business. I am hoping so much you are taken to a FEMA camp for disinformation.
Hey, that's great. Keep eating your hater O's for breakfast. I came in here to buy gas. I do not remember asking you your opinions about the gas I put in my car.
I don't care if gas is $100 a gallon. It does not affect me. I take public transportation.
Really? How do you think high gas prices do not affect you? Have you not noticed the prices of everything in this store have tripled in the last 6 months?
Matt is racist. I am a vegan. All the meat prices do not affect me because I do not eat meat or dairy.
Is you serious right now? Gas is up over 400% in just the last 6 months. You don't think the trucks hauling the vegetables to the stores have to pay extra?
Why are you siding with broccoli person? Aren't you black? You are a race traitor for disrespecting Brandon. I hate you racists so much. I am so loving and liberal.
You for real right now? You a white liberal telling a black man he is racist against black people for telling you why your food prices is high?
I am not just a liberal. I am a non-binary trans vegan liberal that supports the current thing.
Look, I am not playing with you today. You liberals think my ID don't work because I'm not a raging communist like you. I hate wasting my time trying to argue and educate you fools.
You have an ID? But you are black.
What am I hearing right now? You don't think I can get identification because my skin color is darker than yours?
Well, there is no way you can be black. You did not vote for Brandon, so you ain't black. You are probably one of the management for the KKK party. You are a something ducker.
Ain't that something? A white liberal telling me, a black man, that I'm in the Klan. Do you think the Klan now is a diversity program?
You are not a man. Gender is illegal.
You don't know how bad I want to cut you. Not right now. I will show you who is a man. But I am on clock right now.
That's probably because they want you to testify about January 6th.
Look, you fool. I did not go to the Capitol. I was not in D.C. at the time. I was actually in SoCal working on arresting some Antifa thugs who were destroying buildings.
You are a liar. Antifa does not exist. Those were mostly peaceful protests. Even CNN said so. Any violence was by accident and was all Trump's fault. Besides, Black Lives Matter. If you do not support Black Lives Matter, then you ain't black. You are way too racist for me. People that hate black people need to be re-educated.
Do you even hear yourself right now? You is cray-cray.
It is people like you who support the January 6 prisoners is why inflation is so high right now. You and broccoli person think those terrorists should get a fair trial. You all support protesting.
You does. You don't think people should be allowed to ask for a recount on a vote, which is totally 100% legal. But you are okay with what went on in Seattle, Portland, and all the other major cities.
Don't forget the black-on-black crime like in Chicago. You guys is also cool with standing in front of Supreme Court justices' houses with guns and denounce you are going to assassinate people for not voting for abortion.
That is different. Those are liberal causes. It is okay to threaten violence only if it helps liberals. Anyone who does not support communism needs to be killed so we can have communism and the population in this country. That is what Klaus Schwab, George Soros, and Bill Gates pay for. You dumb capitalist fools only think about yourselves. I am loving and liberal. If you were loving and liberal, you would support communism and Black Lives Matter. Michael Robinson Obama is a very nice lady.
So you're saying you support the 1% of the 1% that want to give the earth over to Satan with nothing living on it?
Hey Sumam. Let's get out of here. We have to go pump gas and get back to work. One thing I have learned over the past couple years. Never ever argue with a communist liberal. They talk completely out of there, and they will just stand there disrespecting you until you leave. They refuse to have a conversation.
They don't even think right, bro. It's like they do not see their property taxes went up 10% with bad economic policies, and they want to blame everyone but the party.
If your property taxes go up like that, that is your fault. That does not affect me. I rent an apartment.
For real? Your rent won't go up?
If it does go up, it is because of people like you. You supported Trump and you did not get vaccinated against COVID. You also eat meat and are not gay. Plus you hate black people.
Please. Stop arguing with liberals. We have to learn how to cancel them and take back our country before we end up turning too far communist. Listen to the Proof Negative radio show. He is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. He shares the latest in news against the globalists and promotes freedom. He has on great guests, excellent co-hosts, and you can even call in to talk to him. Go to freedomizerradio.com and press listen live. There are even other shows during the other time, so check the schedule. That is freedomizerradio.com.
I do not respect anyone that has a hole or a hole puncher. I am a non-binary trans vegan that supports drag queen story time. If you do not take your 5-year-old to a drag queen bar and let them dance naked in front of other gay and trans people, then we do not listen to a thing you say. We are so loving and liberal. You people that say you support freedom do not allow 5-year-olds to drink alcohol and let people smash dollar bills in their butts. Now if you don't mind, it is legal to pee now in public. You don't have to water me anymore. I am going to pop a squat right here. Oh yeah, I almost forgot. You need more of these.
Wow.
All right, so that's a couple of episodes you may have missed.
I'm going to have to go back and catch up on the ones that I've missed.
You like how I put the advertising in the background?
Right.
I got to make sure people see barefoot is legal somewhere.
Of course.
Yeah, I try to sneak that in and in the Freedomizer Radio logo whenever I can.
Right. Smart. Why, heck yeah.
So, let's see here. I could do... Do you know who my millennials are? I feel like I want to show you who my millennials are.
I don't think so.
All right, Let me share with you my millennials. We'll do this. This is the last one. I don't like to play a bunch of them at once, but I'll play an extra one here because I don't get to talk to you too often.
Right.
I want to show you millennials. They go to the Southern Hampshire Institute and Technology, SHIT.
Hell yeah.
So... Jamar was debating for a while. He got a scholarship offer to Furman University of California, Kingsville. So FUCK really wanted to have him on campus, but they required too many vaccines. So he's either going to return back to SHIT or he got another scholarship offer at Delaware University of Moon Beach. So maybe he wants to go to DUMB. So let's go ahead and see what they have to offer. So when you're ready, let me know.
Okay. I'm ready.
All right. So this one's called New Boosters. Three, two, one, action.
We have to get our next booster shot this week. Southern Hampshire Institute and Technology said we have to get shots by next Friday or else we will not be allowed to take our semester finals.
It felt so good to not have a gene therapy for 5 whole weeks. I can't afford to miss my finals at SHIT. I am so done with these boosters and heart attacks, B.
How dare you complain about doing something that Brandon demands we do? SHIT is the best campus ever for liberal studies. Everything Brandon, Dick Kagler, and Michael Robinson Obama are the most liberal and loving things ever said.
Michael Robinson Obama is a nice lady. Barry Soetra got so lucky in picking out a great husband. Jim, you need to be a man and stop complaining about your heart attacks. If you die, then it's your own fault because you went to the wrong place to get the gene therapy.
I heard something about there being snake venom in the Randy Sever and also in the Lysnick recovered gene therapies. That is why there are so many heart attacks.
You're a liar, Jamar. You are just watching too much fake news. Stop listening to Joe Rogan Proof Negative and Tucker Carlson. You're a fool for thinking that these vaccines are not loving and liberal.
I know. It's that Green Jones again. This dude bees is a complete dunce.
He is going to say some kind of recitation and tell us how good Trump was. It is not fair that Brandon has to clean up Trump's mess.
Really? What mess is Brandon having to fix?
You are the dumbest something that guy. Trump and everyone that voted for him are a bunch of racists.
Brandon had to stop us from capitalism. Now we have a world of cancel culture and censorship. You conservatives and approved negative listeners do not get your free speech. That is only for us liberals.
Trump would have gotten us into our player. No one likes Trump, B.
My social credit score is going to be the best at the SHIT campus.
Brandon is going to help us get a one world government. They will arrest anyone who is not a Democrat.
I heard we will finally own nothing, and everyone will love it, or they will be taken to a fat camp and taught how to live it.
So you think Trump would have gotten us into war? He was the first president to not start a war in many decades. And didn't Biden start putting troops in the Ukraine?
But we had to start a war against Russia. Putin is a bad man. George Soros even said so.
George Soros is against racism. That's why he helps fund the neo-Nazis in the Ukraine to fight against Russia.
Oh my gosh. Can't you hear yourself? You just said it was okay to help fund the Nazis to fight against another country? They have been fighting this war for almost 8 years, Aliti. Besides, George Soros went on 60 Minutes and said his favorite job ever was working on the Nazi death camps and going through all the dead prisoners' pockets.
Just because them bees is Nazis does not mean them is racist. Only American Republicans are racist.
My parent 1 and parent 2 said that all Nazis are bad no matter what. We should not judge everyone based on their skin color. We should judge them on being a dumb Republican.
I judge everyone based on if them bees is white. If you white, get out my sight. If you black, I will give you all of my fat stacks. If you Asian, you ain't staying. If you Mexican, don't come back again. All you all bees is racist for liking all them other races.
Well, sugar, even I think that sounds kinda racist on you.
Shut up, Jamar, or I will kick you in your front hole. You have been acting a bit sketchy lately.
A judge today just ruled it is not constitutional to make everyone keep wearing scams on airplanes, buses, or on Ubers.
That is some serious racist issue right there.
Now how can we bully people who are not liberal? We need a way to prove to people we are better than them. I don't want them judging us. We cannot all white bully and judge them for not being communists.
We are all better than people who are not communists, though. Communists are smart and loving. I love all people who are black, vote for Brandon, and love to live under communism.
By the way, some pictures from Hunter Biden's laptop came out. They're AE naked pictures of him at an island. He is doing things to naked underage girls.
So what? He was a professor. He was probably teaching them gender or sexual studies like in first grade. I hope all the black kids on the island all got A's.
What is so bad about that? He always said he loves kids. You cannot get any more liberal than that.
Even if he was naked on an island and only young girls, it is still way better than Trump's mean tweets, B.
Trump's mean tweets are literally the worst THNG that ever happened to America.
Oh wow. You are all cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. You think Trump's mean tweets are worse than having underage sexual relations with young girls is okay. And Trump's mean tweets are what destroyed America?
My girlfriend was in a ladies' prison for 30 days for breaking the window of a federal building. While she was there, she got two other ladies pregnant. I am so pissed that she cannot get me pregnant. But she can get two other people pregnant in a ladies' jail. Oh no, I called her the wrong gender again. I do not want to go to the Weimar General Hospital for broken bones again. I will go to Weimar General for having a heart attack or getting a gene therapy. But I ain't going because my birthing partner eats me up with Tim's fists.
I am always going to wear his can for the rest of my life no matter what. It is the correct and Democrat thing to do.
Please. Do not let these millennials and Generation Z turn this world into a communist dungeon. Listen to the Proof Negative radio show. He is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Get yourself educated and help us fight the new world order. Go to freedomizerradio.com and press listen live. You will not regret educating yourself and hearing Prue's show with great co-hosts and guests that are very informative. Freedomizerradio.com.
You cannot pay me enough to get freedomized. Proof is not woke. Hems is not loving and liberal. He does not appreciate the Clinton or Brandon crime syndicates. I hope Hembees is taken away to a FEMA camp.
All right, so now you know who the millennials are.
Right? Cool.
So, I don't know if you like Mr. Broccoli or not, but I figured let me show you a few of what I've done.
Right. So I started off that it was just kind of like, I thought they were kind of silly, but actually the other day, that's one kind of reason I was thinking about you, because like, I Saturday night, I was doing something. I was like cleaning or whatever. I got home and I was just like, Broccoli Man. And I was just like, oh man, that's what I was going to message you to be like, oh, funny. Like, I haven't, you know, how's this open? Blah, blah, blah. And that's not your post about needing some extra hand tonight. But yeah, I was thinking about that the other day. So it's kind of like getting in my head, at least, anyway. So.
Well, I try to throw some truth in there so that people will learn something as they're watching.
Right.
So yeah, it might sound a little stupid sometimes, but if people see some of the articles that we're talking about and can explain to them, then it's doing its job.
Right.
So, I was thinking here that it's almost the top of the hour again. I can take our top of the hour timeout.
Okay.
So I'll meet you here in like four and a half minutes.
All right.
So let's, I want to make sure everybody hears about our new show tomorrow morning where Felicia has, let me see if I don't remember the name of it, so I have to look. It's called Dynamic Word Bible Studies. So that is on tomorrow, noon to 1:30 Eastern. That is 9 to 10:30 on the Pacific Coast. So I want to make sure everybody knows that tomorrow morning we have a show. We'll be right back. I'll see you in a few.
Sometimes as a Christian, it can be really hard to continue to find joy in our daily disciplines, even in biblical word Bible study. Honestly, we know we're supposed to find joy in it and get growth. That's why I named my new show Dynamic Word Bible Studies, because studying the Word shouldn't leave you unchanged. It should provide dynamic growth through your life and the power of God encountered every day. I'm really excited to start this on Wednesdays from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio. We're going to start out with the book of Romans, one of the most important books to my early Christian walk. So whether you've been a Christian for a long time or you're just learning about Scripture, this is going to be a great place to learn what it was that Paul was trying to tell the Church of Romans and the things that are important to us still today. Again, join me every Wednesday from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio for Dynamic Word Bible Studies.
Please check out the Barefoot is Legal radio show right here on Saturdays, 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time, that is 10:30 a.m. to noon Pacific Time, as we show you all about your barefoot rights and living a barefoot lifestyle. And for more information about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal, please check out barefootislegal.org.
Do you want to hear the truth about New York State and beyond? I'm Diana.
And I'm Dean.
Join us Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we'll talk about everything New York State and beyond.
Yeah, nationwide news and local news and the tyranny that's going on here in New York State and what the Democrats are doing across the country, too.
We're going to talk about just about everything. Join us Thursdays, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, D&D, delivering the truth in New York State and beyond. See you then.
Oh, that's me. Hold on here.
Okay, class, we want to talk about what we learned during the lockdown. The first question is, what did we learn during the quarantine, kids? Susie.
That government overreach is real.
What about you, Johnny? We went from home of the brave to home of the government slave. And you, Michael?
We need to refresh the tree of liberty.
What about you, Diane?
So many sheep are willing to give up their rights because of a little fear.
Very good, class.
Where'd it go? Sorry, I was trying to find a particular ad, but I guess I ran out of time here. So welcome back, everyone. I won't play the bumper music or anything. You guys know where you're at here. So thank you, everybody, for joining us. This is hour number 3 of the 3-hour Proof Negative radio show. I am your host, Proof Negative, and Robin is here with us today. So, Robin, I'll make this your turn here if you have anything you want to go over. Did you not make it back off the break yet? All right, I don't know what that means. All right, I'm just trying to be patient here and see if my buddy made it back yet, which he did not. All right, so on that note, I did want to get into today's Tucker Carlson here. Hold on here. Why is it not showing up? All right. So today's episode was called, from Tucker Carlson, Clear Indication of Unraveling. So I want to get this out of the way here. So let's listen to what Tucker had to say today.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. Turns out the symptoms of societal decay are universal. They're not unique to a specific society. You recognize them in any country at any time, now or 1,000 years ago. Always the same. The men become weak. The leaders get decadent. Law enforcement gets politicized. The currency gets devalued. And then things begin to come apart. Pretty soon, doesn't take long, the society can no longer perform its most basic function, the reason we have societies in the first place, which is to protect the weak from the strong. That's why you have a society. Well, in places like this, it becomes, among many other things, very hard to travel anywhere. You just can't go where you want to go. With legitimate authority in retreat, roads are not controlled by the police, they're controlled by armed predators, and the armed predators take exactly what they want from travelers because they can. This is an ancient problem. It used to be called highway robbery, and for most of history, it kept people very close to home. Turns out it still exists, but now it's called carjacking. Carjacking is the clearest possible sign that your civilization is falling apart, and that's why you find it in places like Somalia and South Africa, places where force, violence, and clan loyalty have replaced law and order, places where might makes right. In the city of Johannesburg, for example, a vehicle is hijacked, on average, once every hour of the day. Now, once that happens, there's really no coming back from it. Nobody's going to build anything in a city with endemic carjacking. In fact, most normal people will leave as fast as they can, as they have in Johannesburg, as they are starting to do, we are sad to tell you, in the city of New Orleans, where carjacking is now a permanent feature of life. Last summer, a law student called Madison Bergeron pulled into the driveway of her home in New Orleans. As she gathered her belongings in the car, a young man appeared out of nowhere, stuck a gun in her face, and demanded that she hand over everything she had, including the car. He screamed at her. Terrified, she complied. And that's what carjacking is always like. It is an act of violence. People don't want to give up their cars. They have to be terrified into doing so. That's why the majority of victims are women, old women, young women. And that's why the people who do it will do anything. If you will carjack, if you will steal someone's car at gunpoint, you will also rape. You will also murder. You have no limits. You are willing to violate on the most basic level the civil rights of another person. And in this case, that was certainly true because that same perpetrator went on after terrifying Madison Bergeron and stealing her car to do the same to other women in the city, a lot of them. There was a car blocking me in, one victim recalled, and next thing I turn and there's yelling and there's a gun barrel in my face. The kid is yelling to get the F out of the car, get the F out of the car, or else he will shoot me. In all, the carjacker would terrorize 5 women and steal 5 cars in just 2 days before New Orleans police finally arrested him. And it's amazing that they did because there are virtually no police left in New Orleans. In a city that probably needs about 2,000 cops, there are under 500 active duty policemen left in New Orleans. In New Orleans, they have definitely defunded the police. But in this case, the carjacker, a young teenager, was ultimately caught, tried, convicted, and sentenced for his crimes. Now, these crimes got a lot of attention in New Orleans. So the mayor of the city, LaToya Cantrell, showed up to the sentencing. But here's the twist in the story. Mayor Cantrell didn't show up to support the victims, the women who'd been terrorized by this predator. No. The mayor showed up to support the carjacker and to let the entire city know that she was doing it, to let everyone know whose side she was on. Watch.
The mayor showed up in court as a character witness for a 14-year-old offender during sentencing. The teen robbed 3 women in separate incidents with a fake gun, stealing their cars and belongings. The victims told Fox 8 they were traumatized by what happened, and then they felt victimized all over again when the mayor showed up in support of the young criminal.
I was in shock. She wasn't there for us. She was there for the assaultant and his mother, and it felt like she was supporting the crime.
Juvenile Judge Renard Darensberg sentenced the juvenile to a 3-year suspended sentence, meaning no jail time.
It felt like she was supporting the crime, said the victim. Well, yes, it did, because that's exactly what the mayor was doing. Cantrell was taking the side of the carjacker over the traumatized, law-abiding woman. Now, in New Orleans, Cantrell is known by her nickname, Petey, but many people call her exactly what she is, LaToya the Destroyer. She is, in fact, a destroyer. The mayor is incompetent. The mayor is an open race hater. The mayor is an encourager of violence, and she is destroying an already wounded city. We reached out to Mayor Cantrell's office to ask why she is doing all of this. Why did she pressure a judge to release a convicted armed carjacker with no prison time? But, of course, she didn't reply to us. It turns out the mayor of New Orleans had a connection to this carjacker. Cantrell had enrolled this person in one of her administration's welfare programs called Pathways Youth Internship Program. Using taxpayer money, the program says it provides young people who commit crimes with a reward, paid internships, and a stipend. We contacted the Pathways program this morning. We wanted to know how many people enrolled in that program go on to commit violent crime within 5 years. We also asked how much taxpayer money they spend, but of course they didn't answer. But we don't need an answer. We know exactly what this is. Pathways, like most social justice scams, is not in fact designed to reduce crime. It's about siding with the criminal, giving the criminals as much support as they need, even a courtroom visit from the mayor if necessary, so they can go out and commit more crimes as soon as possible. So why would you do something like this if you were the mayor of a city of New Orleans? Why would you force people to leave your city, the people who pay all the taxes, of all colors, by the way? Why would you do that? Well, possibly because the people who are left tend to be the ones who vote for you. So it is a kind of electoral strategy. It's not just happening in New Orleans. It's happening in a lot of places. The downside is it leads to carnage. There have already been 191 carjackings in the city of New Orleans this year alone. Through all of last year, there were a total of 177. Now, most of these carjackings, and this is true in a lot of other places, Washington, D.C., we think, most of these are committed by people under the age of 18. Why? Because they know they'll get off. There's no cost. The local station WWL-TV found that in 2021, juvenile carjacking suspects outnumbered adults by more than 2-1. Now, that doesn't mean that these are NERF versions of carjackings. They're very violent. In fact, they're always violent, and sometimes they're fatal. In March, several juveniles aged 15 to 17 mutilated the body of a grandmother, an elderly woman, as they carjacked her in mid-city New Orleans. They dragged her body down the street. Here's Fox 8 New Orleans reporting on it.
17-year-old John Honore, 16-year-old Brenia Baker, and 15-year-olds Markel Curtis and Linraya Theophile will be tried as adults on second-degree murder charges. Police say that the teens carjacked Linda Fricke in Mid-City back in March. Fricke was beat and then dragged outside of her car until her arm was eventually severed from her body. She then bled to death in the middle of the street.
So again, society exists not to protect 17-year-olds with guns. On the most basic level, those are the strongest people in society, people willing to use force to get what they want. No. Society exists to protect people who need the protection. The helpless, the weak, grandmothers who might be dragged and have their arms ripped off without police protection. And of course, in the absence of police protection and in the absence of leadership that cares about the weak, those are exactly the people who are murdered. And it's not just happening in New Orleans. What's interesting, if you pull back a little bit, and we have because we think that carjacking is a really clear indication of things unraveling, you find that cities with Soros-backed DAs and well-funded diversion programs for at-risk youth are seeing surges in carjackings. Could there be a connection? Philadelphia, for example. Consider that city. This is reporting from the local station there, Fox 29.
Hackings in Philly, a crime that's been exploding over the last several months. And according to Philly police numbers released to Steve Keeley by a source, it's getting worse. From January 1st of this year through July 31st, a police source says there have been 757 carjackings citywide. There were roughly 850 carjackings in all of 2021. The latest sourced police statistics show that the majority of these carjackings, more than 500, happened at gunpoint and also happened while the victims were at their parked cars.
So why is this happening? Well, it's happening for very deep reasons. Any 15 or 17-year-old who sticks a gun in the face of strangers, threatens their lives, or kills them in order to steal a car is the product of something that is very hard to fix, disintegrating families. That's the real reason. But society, the authorities, still have an obligation to try and stop it for the sake of the rest of us. So what are these cities doing to stop it? Well, Philadelphia, like New Orleans, sends so-called at-risk youth to violin lessons through something called the Philadelphia Arts and Education Partnership. So the idea is, after a month of violin lessons, these young criminals, people who've been busted committing crimes, get their records expunged. That was the plan that Philadelphia's DA put into place last year. Has it worked? Well, sad to tell you that despite the violin lessons, crime has gone up among young people, carjackings in particular. As Philadelphia's police commissioner, Daniel Outlaw, put it, quote, I don't want to say it's surprising, but it's definitely concerning. Really? Well, it's not surprising to us, but it is for sure an understatement. From 2020 to 2021, there's been a 108% increase in carjackings in Philadelphia. Chicago, too, putting up similar numbers. Chicago has had more than 1,000 carjackings this year alone. What does that do to a city, 1,000 carjackings? For every carjacking, there is a much larger group of people now afraid to drive. Now, Chicago is the place where Soros-backed DA Kim Fox recently implemented something called the Juvenile Intervention and Support Center. Right. For this initiative, Fox partnered with, and we're quoting, black-owned, black-run businesses called Chi by Design, which pledges to, quote, be bold in our collaborative approach to create anti-racist outcomes. Really? So it's been completely politicized. The point of law enforcement traditionally has been to enforce the law, laws that are passed by legislatures as a product of the democratic process in order to protect everybody else. Now the point of law enforcement is to affect anti-racist outcomes, in other words, political outcomes. How's that working in Chicago? Well, here's Fox 32 Chicago to tell you.
There's a carjacked car.
Yep.
Chicago,
we got eyes on it.
One of the passengers in the stolen SUV eventually fled. When police caught him, they discovered he was 17 years old, released to his mother. Sadly, he's not the youngest suspect that members of the carjacking task force have seen.
A well-known 11-year-old.
That have been in contact with police before?
Yes.
An 11-year-old was arrested in Chicago as part of a carjacking crew, and it was not his first time.
11 years old. One of that carjacker's victims said that, quote, he actually skipped like a child all the way up to the car he stole. We can't tell you his name because he's an at-risk youth. Apparently needs more violin lessons, and he will soon be a productive member of society. This is a joke. The people administering the program know it's a joke. It doesn't achieve the main overriding goal, which is to protect people who just want to go to the grocery store, protect grandmothers who want to go to church, protect everybody else who wants to go to work in the morning, who wants to live in a city where you can travel on the roads without being killed. Chicago's leaders don't care. The same is true, by the way, of the unnamed 16-year-old girl who hijacked a man's Audi while his child was in the car. That's an atrocity. Here's Fox's 32 in Chicago.
Just the car now, 60 East 23rd, child's in the car.
The frantic father reports his car stolen.
Somebody jumped into his black Audi Q7 with a dealer plate. His child is in the car.
So, as you so often see in these cases, the person who commits the crime has committed a ton of other crime, because it turns out most crimes are committed by a very small number of people. And in this case, the girl who stole that car stole several other cars that month. Which makes you wonder, maybe violin lessons and visits in the courtroom from the mayor don't really work. Maybe these people need a father at home. The nuclear family? Right. Those things are not, in fact, racist. They are essential to any functioning civilization. And in lieu of them, it is clear that things fall apart. And the only thing you can do is to put people out of the public sphere, away, so that other people aren't hurt by them.
That's the best we can do. And it's obligatory that we do it because people are being killed. And if you don't do that, you wind up with a society in which 11-year-olds treat carjacking like a sport because they know they can get out of jail very quickly. Here's Fox 2 in Detroit.
Detroit police arrested an 11, 12, and 14-year-old for stealing high-end Hellcats off the Jefferson North lot.
They think it's fun. You know, they think it's fun, and there's no penalty to it.
Head of the Detroit Police Commercial Auto Theft Unit, Lieutenant Clive Stewart, stunned over the trio of kids arrested Monday right here on the storage lot of the Jefferson North plant. In a separate incident, this kid, just 14 years old, an alleged repeat carjacker, arrested this weekend. He was out on bond from a carjacking in May. Then last week, police say he jacked two cars on the city's east side the same night.
So if you look closely enough at this specific problem, carjacking, and it's one of many problems in our society that seem to be getting worse, but just look at this one, and you begin to realize, because everything is irony at this point, the youth violence prevention initiatives that are supposed to stop this actually enable it, indeed appear to be encouraging it, and yet they're still getting millions of dollars from the Biden administration. The youth diversion programs that make these kinds of crimes more common have a lot in common with the equity programs for unhoused people that seem to encourage homelessness. And those two have led to more carjackings. Here's a report from Fox 11 in L.A.
Carjacking caught on camera. Witnesses keeping their distance as a homeless man punches a street vendor, then steals his van. The street vendor was carjacked by a homeless man over the weekend. Esteban says he'd even seen his attacker before and that he had never had a problem with him, adding that he gave the man food shortly before he punched him in the face.
Yeah. So if they're happening in New Orleans and Los Angeles and Chicago, of course, this is happening in our biggest city, New York, which is also run by yet another Soros DA. But as evidence of the collapse of social order is in Philadelphia, Detroit, LA, and Las Vegas, nowhere in the country is experiencing a bigger increase in carjackings than the birthplace of our new civil rights movement, Minneapolis, where this all started. According to the National Insurance Crime Bureau, Minneapolis saw the largest percent increase in carjackings in the country from 2019 to 2021, a 339% jump. What the hell is going on, and why is no one saying anything about it, and why are these cities doing nothing to stop it? Subscribe to the Fox News YouTube channel to catch our nightly opens, stories that are changing the world and changing your life. I'm Tucker Carlson tonight.
So, yeah, he's not wrong on that. As far as these crimes go, it's you see a lot of the district attorneys and the mayors standing up for the illegals and the people that are doing the crime. Just think of San Francisco a few years ago when an illegal had a stolen policeman's gun, shot an 18-year-old, threw the gun in the water, in the ocean. The gun was recovered. He was found. He went to jail. And then he had a trial. And they found almost everybody on the trial spoke Spanish, and many of them were illegals themselves. And not only did they find him not guilty of killing an 18-year-old, but because he went to jail, he threatened to sue the city of San Francisco for going to jail, and they settled out of court. So they paid the guy to kill an 18-year-old. That's what goes... Sorry, I didn't know Robin wasn't here.
Sorry, I left my phone being...
But that's what's going on right now. So when you have people like George Soros buying elections to make sure that they can put corrupt judges, corrupt mayors, corrupt district attorneys. They want lawlessness. Remember, for 2 years, they were removing violent criminals from jails, and they replaced them people with those that refused to wear a scam to go into a store. So you can let a child rapist and murderer out, somebody that ran into CVS without a scam on, then they take that person's place in jail.
That's crazy.
So, yeah, but the idea is to have utter chaos so that they could come in and be Captain Save-A-Ho. That's what they want. So they really want America destroyed. That's why they got Brandon in there. Don't be surprised if they roll Brandon out there for a 2024 re-election, even with a 24% approval rating. Because if they can get enough fake votes to keep him in, then look at how much destruction he's done in not even 2 years. Don't forget, Brandon still has two years and a few months to go. Just imagine if they get him another 4 years, how much destruction we would have.
Right.
It'll be Venezuela up in here. And I'm not even trying to be funny. That's what they want. They want this to be Venezuela, Cuba, North Korea. That's what they want up in here. And Brandon, if they can get him to the finish line, he can do it. You got a literal brain-dead dementia puppet that can read a teleprompter written by Barry Satoro or Valerie Jarrett or somebody. Somebody's writing that teleprompter. And whoever's writing the stuff on that teleprompter is probably the person acting as president.
Right.
Because, you know, Brandon can't think of things like a Digital Currency Act. He has no clue what that even is.
Right.
I promise you, Brandon doesn't know the first thing about a Bitcoin.
Right.
But they'll trot him out there because that's just an empty suit that they can, as long as he can read whatever they're writing, then they're good.
Right.
Hey, I know what I have that you might like.
Okay.
I grabbed Russell Brand yesterday. I know you like Russell Brand.
Yes.
So I wanted to play what he had going on yesterday called It's Happening.
Okay.
Good news, everyone. Big tech companies like Amazon are expanding their biotech capacity by scanning our palms and getting our data. Is this just for your convenience, or do you reckon Amazon have other objectives? Hello there, you 5.8 million Awakening Wonders. Thank you for joining me on this voyage towards truth and awakening. I'm so happy I get to be on this planet with you right now. Turn on the notification bell so you know every time we make one of these videos, in case the algorithm is against us, because the nefarious nature of big tech is the subject of today's video. Amazon are expanding their biotech capacity by having palm scanning. Oh, well, if you use a fingerprint, you're already in the biotech world. Oh, if you spit on the face of your phone just to confirm your identity, you're already in the biotech world. They're not going to worry about it. You can trust them, darling.
Move over, Apple Pay. Amazon is trying to muscle its way into your digital wallet.
Move over, freedom, more like. It's not only Apple Pay that's the competitor here. It's the concept of liberty. Now, I'm not some Luddite who's against technological advancement. I'm aware that I'm talking to you right now using technology. Of course I am. But when the mentality behind these ideals and behind these advances often includes data capture, increased power for companies like Amazon, when we know Amazon have relationships with the police state, with the CIA, with the FBI, with the government, when they've been guilty of handing over data without consent before, oughtn't we be querying whether or not this is simply for our convenience right from the get-go? Should we? Let me know in the comments.
Amazon is ramping up its contactless payment system nationwide that works by scanning the palm of your hand right there.
The palm of your hand. There it is. That's the palm. That's that guy. I see you, baby.
All it takes is just for a person to hover their palm over the device and done. Your groceries are paid for.
All you gotta do is see, Kyle, this little device down here. It's not like it literally says in the Bible that the mark of the beast will be rendered in the palm of your hand or anything like that. Don't worry. Just walk face first into Armageddon without questioning it. It's convenient to have an apocalypse.
A spokesperson for Amazon One says it's meant to act as a convenient option for shoppers to pay with just the scan of their hand, with no need to pull out any form of payment once signed up.
It's not so inconvenient. Oh, my wallet. Oh, it's so... Oh, I'm exhausted. Oh, I fell asleep. We're not all Joe Bidens that can't carry out rudimentary simple procedures, are we? If you've got nothing to hide, you've got nothing to fear. Just give all your data to Amazon and let them give that data to whoever they want.
Those who enroll in the service will be able to link their credit or debit cards and conveniently pay for their goods with a wave of their hand.
Oh, so convenient, paying for my goods with a wave of the hand, just waving my hand at my new state deity, just waving away my freedom. Goodbye, freedom. This is so convenient, so easy. Let's just hope there's never a point where they start saying, hey, what are your political beliefs? There's social credit score. You have the medications that we want you to have. Do you believe the things we want you to believe? You're not interested in freedom, are you? You're not interested in running your own life, are you? Just wave your hand. Bye-bye, freedom. Bye.
You can now pay for your groceries with a wave of a hand.
Why are they all doing the same thing? Wave of your hand, almost as if some central organization is telling them how to report on this story. Just a wave of the hand. They're all showing the hand. Why are they doing? I mean, you know, I'm doing it now. I'm part of it. Put that down. They're all singing from the same song sheet. Is it a little bit like this?
The sharing of biased and
false news has become all too common on social media.
More alarming, some media outlets publish things that simply aren't true without checking facts first.
First came the credit card swipe, and then...
Yes, I remember that, the credit card swipe. Then it was the fingerprint, then it's the palm swipe. Then it's into your cell, then it shaved your body, and then put you into that little fluid tank like Neo at the beginning of the Matrix. Yep, no problem there. Then you've got no freedom at all. Then you vote for who we tell you to vote for. We can have the appearance of election, but both parties are basically saying, yep, no, I've seen that. Both of them are essentially run by the same corporate interests. You just stay in your little pink soap fluid thing with Neo and wait for the revolution.
And then the tap, and now just a wave of the hand.
She's doing a wave of the hand. What the hell doing the wave of the hand? Where's this information coming from? Is this you, Klaus Schwab? What you do is you're all just going to wave your hands like that. Could someone put my cat there so I can stroke it while waving my hand to pay for my groceries?
There's a new way to pay for your groceries at one store right here in Austin. KVU's Matt Fernandez joins us now live here in the studio. Matt, shoppers can pay with their palm.
Let's get this straight. Now, shoppers can go in and pay with their palm. Not paying with your palm. It's not like it's free, is it? Do you know what they discovered as well? They discovered when you hand over paper money or coin money, you're more frugal. You're less likely to spend money. When it's like a credit card, you sort of think, I don't matter. This is nothing. Nothing's happening now. I'm just buying this. Where's your hand? Whee! I'm rich! I'm rich! You're not rich. You're fucking poor now. You will owe nothing, and you will be happy.
That's right, they can. This is at Whole Foods. Instead of paying with cash or a credit card, you can use your palm.
Interesting. And you don't actually touch it, Matt.
You don't touch it because, you know, there's sure to be another pandemic any minute now. When's the next pandemic? Monkeypox? Is that not sticking? Oh, come on. We'll get a new pandemic, though. Just wave your little hand. Just wave. Bye-bye, freedom.
You just kind of hover your hand over it, and it reads, right?
He's really into it. He's just hovering like I'm like the new Ben Kenobi. Am I like Yoda now? I'm paying for my groceries. Am I a Jedi now? No, you're not a Jedi. You're a prisoner.
Some people we spoke with outside of Whole Foods in downtown Austin say they can definitely see a benefit of the service.
I accidentally leave the house without money or my credit cards all the time.
I'm always just leaving the house without money or credit cards. Now I can just pay for things with my hand. It'd be nice for the government to know exactly what I'm thinking, what I'm feeling, until they've annihilated my entire inner life, until I'm just a unit of consuming that have no inner life. Beep.
Amazon said that none of the information will be stored on the device.
Oh, that's brilliant.
I was just worried a minute there that Amazon might be, like, I don't know, using that data. Now that, like, data has become more valuable than oil or gold, I thought that, you know, Amazon might use that data. Like, I don't know why. Maybe because when they introduced the doorbell that's spying on you, they gave that information to the police. Like, when they introduced the vacuum cleaner, that vacuum cleaner, when it's supposed to be hoovering the floors, going around measuring your house, maybe because every time Amazon introduced some new convenience, it ends up being some little snitch telling the CIA and the FBI exactly what's under your bed.
Since they've actually created their own highly secure cloud where all that is going to be built.
It's all in the cloud. But look, in case you're at home and you're thinking with maybe the mainstream media and Amazon and the government are in cahoots to prevent you from having any freedom. It's all in a cloud. It's in a lovely little cloud. It's all safe. I don't worry about that. That's not worry. But beep.
As a mom, I think that's huge.
You know, as a mom, you beep. That's so great. Maybe I can just beep my children to sleep at night. Maybe Amazon can take care of everything and we can just sit suspended in formaldehyde and just wait for death.
Like, when I'm trying to juggle kids and a purse and a diaper bag and groceries. Like,
that's meant to be the news. I don't want you as a mom. Well, as a mom. No, not as a mom. As the news. As the news. Tell me the truth. I don't care if you're a mom or if you've got a hobby or if you've got a bag or you have to carry your children. We all have to do that. You're on the bloody news. Cool. Now tell me, have Amazon got a history of stealing your data? Have Amazon got a history of giving information to the FBI? Do the FBI and the CIA sometimes fund big tech organizations in order to implant their mentality? Do the government and Amazon have a bunch of contracts between one another? Is Amazon the biggest spender on advertising in the whole bloody world, which means the media won't report on it? Well, as a mom, no, not as a mom, as the news! On the news! Give me the news!
You really gotta hand it to Amazon.
No! We haven't got to hand it to Amazon. You're gonna take it back to Amazon. You're gonna get Amazon by their throat. You're gonna pound Amazon in the face. Look at that. I'm losing my hippie jewelry. They're infuriating me. I'm mad as hell and I'm not gonna take it anymore. Stop handing it to Amazon. We all like things delivered conveniently. We've been drugged with convenience. I thought it was bad when I was addicted to heroin. I didn't think that it would be convenience that killed me.
Hand it to Amazon.
Will you be paying with your palm today?
Would you like to use your palm today? Perhaps you'd like to pay with the inside of your ass. Do you mind if we just stretch your ass open and just pull out your vital organs? Would you like to do that today as a mom?
It's called Amazon One.
One! One, like unitary, like the love of God, like the deep-lying unity that unites us all beneath apparent separation. One, Amazon, the source of all life. Apple, the significant fruit that we bit into. They're using the iconography and symbols of our deep archetypal imagination to turn us into what? Moron. Well, as a mom, I find it. No!
To sign up, first insert a credit card and then hold your hand over the special camera.
Now get down there and sign up and get yourself in the system. If enough of you idiots do this, we're going to be able to govern you without even looking up from our own sticks.
And then hold your hand over the special camera. It'll scan the lines, ridges, and even pattern of veins inside your hand.
Whether or not you've been vaccinated, not vaccinated, who you vote for, who you didn't vote for, what you believe in, what you're thinking right now, what gets you off, what gets you on, what makes you go to sleep at night, what you worry about, did you love your mom, all of that's in the ridges of your hand.
The algorithm then creates a unique palm signature.
The algorithm is not an independent deity. The algorithm is coded by human beings with agenda.
The whole process takes about a minute.
Well, it only takes a minute. Better get down there. Better get down there and give over all my information. Make it easier for them.
Ian Schur with CNET says all signs point to this new technology as being safe and reliable.
Oh, it's good. Safe and reliable. That's the news. Seen it on the news. Safe and reliable. Is it safe? Yep. Is it reliable? Yep. According to who? Us. Where'd you get your money?
The reality is that a lot of introducing new technology is convincing people to use it.
What, like you're doing literally right now in this piece of propaganda that you're participating in? They're saying that convenience will be in the palm of our hand, but the truth is our data will be in the palm of their hand.
And how much easier is it to use than just pulling out my credit card and paying that way?
Well, that's the news's take. Let's see what else we can glean from this. Amazon's One Palm Scanner payment technology will be launching at over 65 Whole Foods stores in California. This is the biggest rollout to date, with stores receiving the tech that aims to modernize retail shopping. As Amazon customers continue giving up their data for a more convenient shopping experience, concerns increase about privacy. If you use Face ID or fingerprint scanners, you already use biometric data. However, in contrast with biometric systems like Apple's Face ID and Touch ID or Samsung Pass, which store biometric information on a user's device, Amazon One reportedly uploads biometric information to the cloud, raising unique security risks. They're stealing your data. If you follow our podcast and our content, you know that there was a moment when Google realized that they were not actually a search engine. They were capturing information. They had a beautiful realization like, oh my God, everything they're typing in, they're telling us everything about themselves. We bundle that information together, we give it to advertisers. Initially it's commercial, but ultimately it becomes political because commerce and politics are so intertwined, because they both ultimately lead to centralized power in the kind of models that we live within. So any advance of this nature will ultimately lead to inhibiting your freedom, limiting your privacy, and will be one of the small mosaic tiles that tile you in to a sort of globular prison. Last year, Amazon partnered with ticketing company AXS with plans to implement Amazon One at Denver, Colorado's Red Rocks Amphitheater. Shortly after the announcement, hundreds of music fans, artists, and human rights groups demanded Red Rocks drop the technology and ban all biometric surveillance tools like palm scans and facial recognition. They even signed a letter citing concerns about Amazon sharing palm print data with government agencies and potential hackers stealing the data from the cloud. People aren't wrong to be bothered by it, as Amazon has been known to store Alexa voice data. Also, Amazon sold biometric facial recognition services to United States law enforcement, and its Ring camera company works with police as well. Like, that's got to be in the advert, and it certainly should be in the fucking news. By the way, though, we should tell you, even though Amazon are offering you all this assurance that it's going to be safe and reliable, in the past, they did say the same thing about the Ring stuff, the Ring doorbell, and they gave that data to the police. Also, this is different than the Apple thing because it's going to a secondary location, albeit a cyber one that seems abstract to some of my age and understanding, but that ultimately means that your data is being concentrated and captured. Do you want that? How much does your convenience mean to you? Is convenience working for you so far, or is your life starting to feel empty, hollow, and meaningless? Do you need the opposite of what they're offering you? The company have also found more data collection methods as it acquired iRobot last week, the smart room mapping robot vacuum cleaner laden with advanced sensors. Why don't they just tell us the truth? Why are they always hiding a bad agenda beneath a good one? Say, look, it's a vacuum cleaner. It will do the vacuum like your old vacuum cleaner. But also, though, it's like having a little snitching spy bastard in the house that's telling everyone the dimensions of your household and is exactly what your dust is made of, you pervert. The news of Amazon's acquisition of iRobot came just 1 week after the company announced a massive loss for the second straight quarter. According to The Economist, the world's most valuable resource is no longer oil but data. Oh, I'm sure a company like Amazon will just allow the world's most valuable resource to just sit there safely and reliably, because, you know, it's not like they are concerned about profits or anything, or looking for new ways to capture more specific data, possibly for commercial and corporate ends, but ultimately, if necessary, in partnership with government, which they've already done. Just as they've done it before, that doesn't mean they will definitely do it again, but it does mean they probably will. But why would the media be so positive about Amazon? I mean, the news, they're not just moms and pops and people like us, they're also discerning journalists. Where would this agenda to give Amazon such a puff piece, such a softball question, such a favorable propagandist approach come from? Amazon spent $10.4 billion on advertising in the U.S. in 2021, consolidating its position as the largest U.S. advertiser. Oh. Now, you know when I do that thing with the bottle and the glass, and I say, oh, you think because we're the biggest U.S. advertiser that that would influence the way they're reported on them? Just imagine me doing that, because I've worn myself out with some of the stuff earlier in the show. But then why aren't the government stepping in? Surely the government represents the interests of the people when dealing with powerful conglomerates like Amazon. Amazon spent $20 million lobbying the government in 2021 alone. Oh, I'm beginning to see how these various interests might somehow cooperate with one another. No, I'm probably just being a conspiracy theorist, just because they spend money on lobbying and money on advertising, and they captured data before, and they've given data away in the past, both commercially and politically. That don't mean anything's going on here. And if you think anything's going on, then you're the problem. You're the conspiracy theorist. Oh, maybe all this money is in order to gain money and power. Don't be so bloody ridiculous. Let me know in the comments below whether you think Amazon have an agenda and if it's a profit-driven one. Let me know in the comments below if you think Amazon will cooperate.
All right, so that's it there. So I don't know what you think about that, but as far as scanning by your palm, yeah, I'm not interested, but that's going to be the norm once we get that digital currency going.
Right.
And I promise you, like... that there will be a civil war if they're going to push that, because there will be enough people that at this current time are still not willing to get a mark of the beast on their wrist and are willing to go down fighting, myself included.
Right.
Because getting a mark on my wrist just to live temporarily here on Earth is not going to do it for me. So I'd rather take my chances on the outside.
Right. Like,
I'm sorry. You know, there's 87,000 new IRS agents, though, but go ahead.
Right? But, I mean, the only two people that can tell me what to do are God and my mama. And my mom's dead, and God's not on, well, I mean, if you feel like God's on earth, then yeah. But anyway, like, no, like, I don't deal with authority well, and this is why, because it's just like, let me do my, I'm not hurting nobody, I'm not harming nothing, like, so why do you need to, like, you need to control my life? Like, there are thousands of other things and concerns in this country, in this world, in jail, or whatever, that we can worry about. So why gotta worry about my finances? Why gotta worry about what I'm doing? Like, why do you need to tell something you can't keep out of yourself? Like, period. Ooh. But yeah, like, I feel like I'm gonna end up being one of those, like, grumpy old people that's just like, back in, I guess, the people who grew up in, like, the 20s and 30s and through that, like, depression or recession or whatnot, how it's just, like, they kept their money out of the bank, they hid them in the walls of their house, like, I feel like I'm going to end up being that person where it's just, like, everybody thinks I'm just some crazy old lady, and it's just, oh, no, mama's been trying to have some points, like, she's, everybody thought she was crazy, but then they opened their eyes.
Yeah, I just have that gut feeling, though, that what they're telling us about these IRS agents are that's not how it's going to work. But when has the government ever told you the truth at that stuff?
What? I was talking with somebody a few months ago, and she basically said that she had gotten COVID, she was tested positive, and then, like, her mom who has like MS or something like that, and she had gotten COVID, and I happened to giggle about it, and she was just like, well, that's rude. And I'm just like, here's the thing. I'm like, weren't you one of the first people that got your vaccine? And I'm like, yeah, because blah, 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 blah. And I'm just like, but yet you still got COVID. And I'm like, I haven't gotten my vaccine, and I mean, I may have tested positive for it, but I didn't have any symptoms that made me worry enough to go get tested. But it's just like, why the government's telling me to go get this vaccine, so I'm going to follow the rules. But it's just like, okay, so this, like, A, this, you don't even know what this pandemic is going to do. Like, you don't know how it's going to affect your health. You don't know how, like, in the long run, but then you want me to pump some random drug into my body that just, oh, hey, this is, we have doctors approve this, so it's okay. And it's just like, if there's a risk for me to get it, I'm not going to take that risk by just, oh, hey, let me just mask it real quick. Like, if I got my polio shot, and guess what? I don't have polio, you know? Like, if I'm going to get a shot with something, but anyway, so we ended up talking about that, and she was just like, well, I had to do it for my job, and I'm like, keep telling yourself whatever you feel you need to, but you're a sheep. And it's just like, think to yourself, if you don't feel right, don't do it. Don't risk yourself. It's, like you were saying earlier, I'm just going to be here for, I mean, I've been on the planet for 40 years so far. Lord knows how much more I got to go, but either way, it's just like, why do this temporary thing? Let me have some other person dictate who I am and where I'm going. Because
it just gets me,
Robin,
how so many people rolled up their sleeve and got those gene therapies, and they say it was for their job, but their job is like working at GMO King or something. Like you can't go get another job. You're stuck at GMO King.
Right.
Yeah, sorry. I don't buy into that. If Wendy's don't want you because you're not getting a gene therapy, then there's 82,000 other jobs out there.
Right. Right.
I'm not willing to risk my life for a job unless I'm in the military,
right,
or I'm a fireman or a policeman or at least security somewhere. I'm not risking my job to work the fries at a fast food place.
Right.
But the average person, they just said, well, I have to, because they blindly listen.
Right. Or it's like they didn't, maybe they're making like $22 an hour at some office or something or whatever. And it's just like, oh, I can't afford to lose this job because I've got a $1,200 mortgage payment and a $600 car payment, and I don't know how to manage my money or whatever, you know? So I'll just go ahead and give this shot that takes 4 seconds and risk my entire genetic system.
Yeah, I wasn't willing to play press your luck, so I lost my day job that I had for 15 years, and then I just worked for myself for two until I found something I wanted.
Right.
And now, during the day, I have a work-at-home customer service job, so I'm okay. So just in case,
right,
in case they try to do something for Moneybox, then I'm good, because I won't have to stress over that.
Right.
Because I promise you, I don't care what they try to do. I'm not getting a gene therapy. I'm not getting a microchip, and I'm not wearing a scan.
Right.
So that's the rules.
So when I was in North Carolina, I need to, like, update them. But, like, the only time I put on a scan was when I had to take the bus somewhere. Like, if I had to go to work or, like, there's no other way around it. But it's just you have to wear this mask to be on the bus to get to the job. Like, whatever. Okay. But so every time I got on the bus and it was just like, you know, the drivers would, you know, battle with me. You've got to wear it and da-da-da if you blah, blah, blah. And I'd argue with them. But I finally dig it out of my purse or my pocket or whatever. But mine was a basic cloth scam, but it said fuck you on it. And it was just like, just the looks on some of these people's faces, it was just, it made my day. Like, it genuinely just made my day because they were so adamant about me. You've got to be cause dot, 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 whatever. And okay, cool. I'll submit. I put it on, and they're just, oh, my gosh. So what, do you want me to take it off, or do you want me to keep it on?
My favorite is when people have those ZZ Top-type long beards, and they put a scam on, because their mask efficiency is 0% if they got facial hair. But they'll still wear it even today, because they're saving the planet. Those are the same people, though, that they drive Priuses, but they don't tint their windows, so everybody could see that they're the ones that are saving the planet.
Is it right?
So I guess we still got a few minutes here. So I'm hoping to see some more good pictures in Barefoot is Legal with you.
Yes. So now that's one thing that just this past year obviously it's been crazy for me, but now I'm just back. I'm into routine. I'm
into stability. I'm into normality. And
yeah.
I've got a few more things to kind of catch up on as far as just kind of general life, like wants and not really needs so much. But anyway, but yeah, so basically that's kind of one of the last few things I'm holding on right now is just the phone that I have right now. So I had one phone get stolen. I got a replacement phone. That phone fell into a puddle. So now I'm basically that's when I'm waiting, working. So, but yeah, so sorry. But yeah, so basically I gotta go get a phone, which I'm gonna do tomorrow when I get off work, is get a new phone. And because right now the ones that I have, that's why I keep my phone keeps shutting off, because it's just like, oh, you're actually using it.
Oh, I was just looking forward to hearing you say that you go places and stuff. That's all. I wasn't saying you had to get all that involved.
Right. Yeah, because like right now the phone I have, I don't really like, I keep it for emergencies, like if I have to call somebody or call a ride or whatever. But when I get my normal phone back that has more data and that I can actually, you know, take a bunch of pictures and go live on Facebook and stuff like that, I'm definitely getting back into helping out and being more visible with that. So,
did you hear about how Spy Book is actually one of our sponsors now?
Yay, that's cool.
So for our business page, not the group, but the business page, we get paid for our traffic on there. So we're trying to get our members to use the business page as well as the group.
Okay.
So we're making a few hundred, anywhere from 300 to 800 something a month. I think last month we made about 900, almost 900, like 882 or something.
Nice.
So it depends on how many hits we have, how many shares, how many people comment, how many likes
right.
we get, et cetera. So they have this whole system, and then that's what we get scored on.
Cool.
So it's nice to actually have income for the nonprofit. And
right.
and then hopefully in the spring, provided that we're not in this whole digital currency thing and we actually still have money, then in the springtime we're actually going to be able to do some things.
Nice.
I'm
yeah,
sure you know how badly
thing,
I've
right.
been wanting to do health fairs and things like that.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's another thing too is so the last job I had pretty much caught me up for the most, like caught me up like 80%. So this job I have a couple of things kind of to do to get on my feet just because I've been out of work for a month. But one
mm-hmm.
of the things that's on my list is to go to the post office and buy a coil of stamps so I can help you send stuff out and mail stuff
okay.
and whatnot. So, heck yeah, because I've been – that's something I have been going barefoot a lot more this summer than I have been in the past couple of years. But that's their thing too where it's just – oh, I'm so grateful for you because just being able to say, hey, look, no, like – this, you know, oh, you gotta wear your shoes. No, it's illegal, and here's why, and blah, blah, blah. And then being able to, like, talk to people about it, educate the people that, you know, are willing to learn about it. And then also noticing how many people, you know, hey, oh, yeah, you're barefoot. Hey, go check out our page, or whatever. So it's definitely, like, being able to just give me the confidence and help me keep a smile on my face, you know? So.
I just think it's funny, and you know this, how many people get mad. Like, we had a few thousand people. Like, we didn't grow for 3 years because, not because
right.
of COVID necessarily, but with all those people that were upset because I wouldn't force people to wear scams in their pictures.
Right.
That was a big thing, and I'm like, I don't care who leaves. We're not playing the scam game, and now – we've been vindicated because the CDC said that they got it all wrong. So, I'm not playing that scam game in there. You want to wear a scam? Great. If not, then great. I don't care. But you're not going to tell me what you're going to do and not do.
Right.
Because the last I checked, if you don't like the way I run things, somebody could run for president in an election with me with our VIB members. So
right.
If they think they can do a better job, they can run against me, and maybe they can.
Right.
All right, any last words? We just got the 90-second buzzer.
Oh, no. There's a few things that I was thinking about, but it's going to take more than 90 seconds, so maybe I'll call back another day so we can talk some more.
Hey, it was a pleasure hanging out with you again. It's been a long time. The last time we threatened to have you on, you said you'd be on in a few minutes, and I never heard from you, so it's actually nice to have you again.
Right.
So the outro music has started, Robin, so thank you for being here, and hopefully we can have you back soon when you're not working. Everyone else, please support the other shows on the network. It's not just the Proof Negative show. But until tomorrow night, hold on to the handrail, keep hope alive. Remember, only you can fight forest fires. I am Proof Negative, and I am...